Blog Talk Radio.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is going to be a blues number.
Yeah.
But first, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors, yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I Ain't Got Me No Money blues. There is it. I Ain't Got Me No Woman blues. There's the I Ain't Got Me No Money and I Ain't Got Me No Woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues. So the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We've had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blues. And if H2O is still water and GATE is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and still cannot. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and storm the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious thing, the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect. Somebody tell these male governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove the Whataburgers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Madoff, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. What a game.
Where would
gag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new product. Or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live. Thank
you. The official enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare, goes into effect on Tuesday, October 1st. Here are the five biggest things you need to know.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
Health insurance premiums were going up before the health care law, and Obamacare isn't going to change that. The law's biggest effect will be in the individual market, where, for a lot of people, plans are likely to be significantly more expensive than individual market plans were before the law, even in some cases after the application of taxpayer-funded subsidies.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
There's no question that Obamacare's rules forcing employers to cover employees working more than 30 hours a week will push companies to trim hours and create more part-time staff. And that's even with those rules being delayed, including in one case where an Obamacare call center made sure many of its workers were part-timers.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
The administration has failed to hit many of Obamacare's implementation deadlines so far, and it's likely that the law's insurance exchanges just aren't ready for prime time. Online enrollment is definitely being delayed in at least one state, Oregon, and reports are surfacing that the pricing mechanism isn't working right in the federal exchanges.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
Over the next 25 years, federal spending on major health care programs is expected to rise from about 4.6% of the economy today to about 8% of the economy. About a quarter of that rise is specifically due to Obamacare. More than anything else, federal spending on programs such as Medicare and now Obamacare is why spending patterns for the federal government are unsustainable.
I think it's important for us to recognize and acknowledge this is working the way it's supposed to.
Republicans in Congress have been making a big fuss about delaying or defunding Obamacare, but congressional options for killing the health care law are really limited right now. There are still some legal challenges in the works that could put a dent in the law, but the smart money is that most of Obamacare will go into effect as scheduled. Thank you.
You can't make your happiness contingent on getting a libertarian society. The struggle for liberty will never end because there's always going to be statists. There's always going to be people who prefer security over liberty because that's another part of natural instincts that people have. And so the best that we can ever accomplish is keeping liberty alive. And you can keep liberty alive just by being a libertarian yourself.
Hi, this is Damon Roof for Reason TV, and I'm here today with Randy Barnett, a law professor at Georgetown Legal Center, and also one of the attorneys and legal architects behind the constitutional challenge to the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Randy, thanks very much for joining us today.
Great to be here, Damon.
So obviously we have the decision in the healthcare case. You're one of the attorneys for National Federation of Independent Business, arguing against the constitutionality of Obamacare. The law is upheld. Chief Justice Roberts holds the law. Now, you wrote in the Washington Post just a few days after the decision came down, we lost on health care, but the Constitution won. What did you mean by that?
Right. Well, we lost in our effort to end Obamacare, which is really what we were trying to do. We brought the action against the mandate for two reasons. One is, as a leverage point, our only constitutional leverage point to defeat Obamacare generally. And the second is because the theory by which the mandate was enacted, if it had been affirmed by the courts, would be a very dangerous theory. In fact, it would end the idea of limited and enumerated powers of Article I of the Constitution. So we're really fighting for both against Obamacare and for the Constitution. And what I was pointing out in that Washington Post piece is that we lost in our fight against Obamacare, although in a moment I'm going to explain why we may not have lost as badly as some people think. But we won in our challenge, in our effort to preserve the Constitution, and in fact, we moved the ball in a positive direction.
The Wall Street Journal editorial page, I think, you know, speaking for lots of conservatives, also, you know, some libertarians, said that Roberts substituted one unconstitutional expansion of government power for another, and said that Roberts gave this vast new taxing power. So is that editorial wrong? Are they overly negative about the decision?
Their punchline is right. He did substitute one unconstitutional version for another, but what he ended up doing was somewhat cleverly, although I don't admire it, is that he substituted a much less dangerous unconstitutional principle for a much more dangerous one. That's exactly the reason why this was a pretty big important victory. What the justification for the law was supposed to be was the Commerce Clause. That's how the law is written, as a regulation of commerce, and if Congress can regulate you when you're not doing anything, that is a huge expansion. And in fact, the theory under which that expansion is justified is essentially that Congress has the power to address all national problems. It's as though we have a national problems clause in the Constitution. And that's what most law professors actually believe. And if that were true, that would be the end of the enumerated power scheme. What Chief Justice Roberts substituted for that in what he called a saving construction, in which he admitted was not the appropriate reading, not the best reading of the text, was a tax power, but not the tax power that law professors had been advocating. Law professors said that, oh, well, you could just do this whole thing under the tax power. If you just called it a tax, it'd be the same. But that's not what he did. He said, well, it's written like a tax. If you take the requirement out, first of all, you got to take the requirement out. There was a requirement that everybody buy insurance. Well, you got to take that out because that's unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause. So you take the requirement out. What you're left is with the penalty. And the penalty, he said, is so low that it could actually be a tax and not a penalty. So he really made a distinction between a penalty and a tax. He said the mandate was not a penalty because it was so low. If it had been higher, it might have been a penalty and not unduly coercive. So what he really said is that Congress can tax inactivity as long as those taxes allow people to make a choice. But if that monetary exaction, he said, ever got so punitive that it would be coercive, in that case, it would be a penalty and it would be unconstitutional. He implied it would be unconstitutional. That wasn't before him. So he substituted a less dangerous tax power for a far more dangerous Commerce Clause power. If the Commerce Clause power had been upheld, not only would the enumerated power scheme have gone away, but Congress could have punished this, changed the law to punish this or any future mandates by very extensive penalties like high fines and even imprisonment. One last way of explaining the difference. Imagine that all the drug laws were justified under the tax power and not under the commerce power. All the drug laws we have are commerce clause power. But imagine they were only justified under the tax power, under the principle of the tax power.
What better way to put it than get away? Wow, with all this going on and everything, you bet. Let's get away. Oh, man. Am I having microphone issues? Of course I am. I hope everybody can hear me at this point in time. I can't hear me at all. So let's try to... All right. Well, how's everybody doing tonight? It's Ron Rick, the Ron Rick Show, live on BTR. I'm having microphone issues, and I don't know why. I hope you all hear me. Yeah, lovely. Why not? Jesus. Anyway, I don't know. I might have to pull some callers in real quick. I can't do an intro on this song or this show, so I'm bringing a couple callers in to see if they can hear me. I can't hear nothing.
All right.
And I don't understand. What's happening?
All right, brother. You sound all right. Just a little, sometime choppy, a little bit of choppy. But yeah, you can hear you. Now I don't hear you. Where the run are you? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. There you go. That's you back. Heard something. Dead air. BTR need to get spanked. BTR, what you gonna do with all this new technology and you still backed up in the 90s or 80s?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Sorry about that, folks, but you know how it goes on BTR and, of course, in computers and everything else we live with nowadays. Wow, what a deal. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the clips and everything in the music. It's been a weird day for me. I'm really going to get into some serious deep stuff tonight. But I'm going to open up the lines here for a little bit. Let everybody get talking. Let me get it back together after that little problem. But yeah, all this shit coming out with Obamacare versus the government type bullshit. I've never seen so much bullshit in my life.
Hey, it's getting out of here. Before we get into all that, you got to give kudos and respect to the brother Ted Cruz, who was talking all night for 21 hours.
Yeah, I definitely give my hat. I take my hat off that man. That was crazy shit. He even talked about his boots, his argument boots he didn't have.
Listen, he outdid everybody on Blog Talk that could talk for days. Forget about it. This guy took the night. He's the second. Was he the second one to break? Because I seen that it was 1900. The main guy who did the filibuster the longest, which was 24 hours and a couple of minutes. I think like 15 minutes. That is crazy. Was he getting paid for that?
But it don't ever work. Oh, I'm sure at some point, somehow, somebody.
I was explaining to my friend. I said he ain't gonna be doing that for his own good because he loves this country. He's got to be getting something for that. It's called overtime.
Right. Get the money while you can before they shut it down Monday.
Mention a free promotion, too, because that's what I was telling my friend. I said that's a lot of publicity because a lot of people are going to be talking about that. And he might hit the Guinness Book of World Records for talking the longest.
Who knows? I don't know. I mean, I ain't tried it yet. I did do, 7 hours straight. But, hey, that was on BTR. But only allowed so many minutes. Let's go with that super pro premium, pay thousands and thousands of dollars a year to do it. But no, I'm not going to go that. Yeah, not yet, but you never know. Unpredictable. I'm like a storm. You don't know what I'm capable of doing. But it's, I came to the point today, they're doing some extensive research on this whole topic issue between this Obamacare and everything else. It's It's just utter bullshit. I mean, it's preposterous and ignorant. It on both sides, both ways. You know, threaten to shut down the government, or if you get Obamacare, then shut down the government. So it's a completely senseless matter. I mean, entirely senseless. That ain't the way we should live. That ain't where we have to live, and ain't where we're supposed to live. You know, it's all recorded. People don't seem to get that yet. You know, the most thing I hear from a lot of people, well, I don't care. Whatever happens, happens. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't care. Well, you better fucking care. You know, this shit goes down, you're going to be included with the game. You know, you're part of the game. You're human livestock. That's the way I see it. I mean, people can't seem to get a grasp of the reality, what the real shit is. They're just going with the artificial world's giving them. Because the artificial world is pleasant. Reality is evil. You know, an evil, evil thing. And people don't seem to grasp that into their mind and their heart. I don't talk about religion. I'm not a religious person. I'm not really a political person either, because I don't believe in politics. I'm just justifying the fact of the lies and the bullshit. I mean, why is this supposed to, why does it have to be this way? Why we're supposed to be free. Free people. But that's bullshit. You show me how you're free. Prove to me that you're free. In what way are you free? You're talking impossible. I don't care what anybody tells me. I'd have to tell them you're full of bullshit, because the fact is, it's bullshit. If we were free, we should be able to build a house on any piece of land that's ours. We should be able to claim a piece of land that would be ours. You know, the vehicle we drive should be ours. The children we have should be ours, but they're not. None of that shit's ours. And it's a proven fact. It's right there in front of you. They own it all. So that means you ain't free. It's impossible to be free at the way this country's ran, the way it's been set up to go. It's all the plan. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. And some people want to hear it. They want to hear it on my show the way I say it. Fuck you. Take a hike. Go on. I don't care. Because I ain't got time to fuck with you. You know, you're on your own. You want to screw yourself over, you want to go along with the bullshit, that's your choice. But I don't care. I personally do not care. I do care about educating people a little bit. I do care about being educated myself. I'm trying to learn just like everybody else, man. I don't know everything. I don't claim to know everything. But I figure I have my right to my opinion, just like everybody else should have that one right. If anything else, we don't have nothing else but that. And my other thing, ever since 9/11, they've turned this shit into a police state. The whole damn thing's on control. And now it's Obamacare. And really, my opinion on it is just my opinion. I could be wrong, and maybe so, but my opinion on it is it's the new Constitution. It's part of the new Constitution they're incrementally shoving in our ass. That's what's going on. And, you know, people are just so blindsided by this bullshit. But it gets so much. There's so much of it fed to you that you can't take no more. You're full. You're about to puke it up. You know what I mean? You can't take no more of the shit you're seeing on the news. You know, this war, this crisis, these people dying all the time. Shootings, killings, murders, rapes, city collapse, bankruptcy, you know, stupid shit. You know, and then the Zimmerman case. You know, then you had the one, what was it? That woman, that little baby, they covered up the murder. I think it was down in Florida. What was her name? Anyway, baby drowned.
Casey,
you know what I'm talking about?
The Casey.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, that
hello,
one, right.
Jay.
So you got
hello,
that.
Ron.
Well, hello, Antoinette. But you see what I'm saying? That's the whole thing I was trying to get out today. Is a simple fact is we are in a fucked up setup, and people need to wake up. The rest of the planet is. I guarantee you, folks, the rest of the planet is waking up. And it ain't looking good for us. Now you got these FEMA camps. Why are these propping up? What is the reason for these? Why don't we get that information? Why are we not fed this information? If we're all in this together in a free society, we, the people, should know the shit that's going on. That's what we're not seeing. We're not seeing the truth of that. Why is that? Who can explain that to me? Nobody. They can, but they're not going to. But nobody else knows. You know, we got these, you know, well, what you call conspiracy theorists. But maybe should pay attention a little closer to conspiracy theorists. It sounds so crazy, it could be very possible. The crazier shit happens. So, I mean, you got to look at a lot of different aspects, guys. I mean, you can't just take and roll it off the tongue and say whatever and then, you know, then debate it. Say, well, no, it could be this way or that way. No, you need to see exactly what fucking reality you're facing. It's here, it's now, and it's happening. You know, we can just blow, you know, just brush it off and go on and go on. But when you see the outside the box that you're going to be living in, the parallel you're going into, you ain't going to like it. And then the damn thing you can do about it then, because they fully have control. And I don't know, they have it all now already. I think they do have mostly controlled. I mean, what decisions can you make without their approval? Everything you do, practically in this life, except taking a shit and a piss, you need their approval. But they will require a permit soon for that. Like this Obamacare, the thing is, if you go to a hospital, you just can't walk in the fucking door unless you got a chunk of change in your hands, and you have to be referred by your personal physician. You see what I'm saying? So I'm having a massive heart attack, seconds count. I got to call my doctor up in the middle of the night while he's boning his wife to tell him okay to admit me. You see what I'm saying? So for that 5 minutes pleasure he's crazy. Having, I'm dropping fucking dead because there's not an approval by him to fucking help me.
And he's not going he's not going to run it to get you either.
No, hell no. Mm-mm. He goes, shit, I'm only making a dollar for this fucking call. I ain't going to do it. And that's the other thing. See, Obamacare also regulates the amount of money doctors are paid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a lot of things in that bill you got to take a look at this, man. It's like I said, it's damn near rewriting the Constitution. It's sad. You know,
it's almost like 10,000 pages, I think. I heard on one show. I haven't looked.
That's
I know
crazy.
Initially it was, 1,000 and something, almost 2,000.
That's ridiculous. How are they going to get through all that? And I mean, are they really reading every little detail part of it? That's why a lot of things get approved, I think, you know, over somebody's head. Because, it's just like a disclaimer. You know, you're not going to read every little detail. A lot of people don't read it, so... You know, a lot of things going over people's head, and people are not paying attention. 10,000 pages, for me, is to throw people off. I mean, do you need 10,000
mm-hmm.
different things to have their...
Well, these little things, the little rules are slid
right.
in paragraphs, brother. They slide these little rules in these paragraphs that you don't catch. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And it, the whole thing, I mean... Well, and here's the other eye-opener. If people can't
the
wake
tiny
up and see this
print.
Simple... Right. But the other thing people can't really
Ron,
see...
look at Pumpkin's what? Comment.
Right, exactly. You're exactly right, Pumpkin. Yeah, anyone of importance to elected and big business can afford to pay the ER with cash. Right. But Ebony...
Yeah, but I said
Ebony
if they'll accept cash.
That's
right,
another
right.
thing, too. Who knows? You know, like a lot of people say, oh, God, I hope the government don't shut down. I'm like, damn, I hope so. Who cares? Then our problems will be over because they are the fucking problem in all reality. So, anyway, we need to hire a new management team, kids. You know what I'm saying? In this corporation we live in. So it's, you know, it's came to the point. The other point I wanted to get out on this, too, is explain this to you. Here's one of the biggest eye-openers to me that really fucking kicks it into gear to explain this illusional bullshit we're living under is Obamacare is going to be controlled by the fucking IRS. The Internal Revenue Service. What in the Samuel L. Jackson hell world does the IRS know about health care? What do they know? Because they own the insurance companies and it's still their money? Or, you know, the Federal Reserve owns them? Well, they own everything anyway, so why not? This should be pretty well same setup. So you're going to be forced into paying
commerce.
More money. Exactly. It's all about commerce. No more we the people. Get it? That's my whole point. That's the whole thing. It's the biggest scam ever known on the planet. Ever. A catastrophic
Besides
event.
Besides Social Security and taxes.
Right. So, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to say tonight. I want to throw it out there to everybody. And, I mean, I hope I didn't offend nobody, but it was my opinion. I disclaim all this. Like I said, I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving illegal advice. I don't hate the government. I come in peace, and I just, you know, I just want to see why this is going on. Why somebody needs to fucking answer these questions. Somebody. And I'm not set up for debate. I'm not set up for personal assassination of people on my show.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be a dick about it, but I do. I own this show. It's mine. Belongs to me. And Antoinette, she's the other 50% of the show. Me and her won. Okay, we make this happen. Without her, I couldn't function correctly very good. Without me, she couldn't function correctly with this. And we're trying to educate people. We're trying to get some information out there. The real shit, not no beat around the bush, and, you know, argumentative bullshit. You know, just because one caller says something different, that's just their opinion. Just let it go with that. You know, I don't enjoy personal attacks on people. I don't like that. Don't prompt them. Don't intimidate them. Do not fuck with them. It's that easy, and it don't have to be argument. I've been using a lot of F word here lately tonight, but look, man, I'm tired of it. We got to get real, folks. Real. the real concrete thing, something that's in your hand, concrete. You can see it. You can feel it. You can taste it. You can smell it. Got it in the feel. That's what you got to look at, man. this ain't our Earth. We're just allowed to be on it. You know what I mean?
We're renting, right?
Right. We're a bunch of renters. we're all a bunch of tenants. We get to use their shit. And we have to go by their system. I mean, it's like, you know, I played that clip about the prison system. You know, empty beds in the prison in the private sector. You know, the private prison corporations, the state still has to pay for that empty bed. They're under a lease contract. And they wonder why they're broke. They wonder why they're all broke. Because one's sucking the other one dry. It's continuous. Nonstop. So it's going to either people are going to have to, something's going to happen regardless. I know that. But it shouldn't be a bad thing. There is an easy fix to this. There is an answer. I don't know what it is. I know nobody else has it at this moment in time. And nobody ever took a look at that fact that we can make this an easier fix to live a little more sustainable lifestyle.
Right.
But it's, I mean, because it's not that difficult.
You're
it's
right.
The game of greed. I bring up the greed thing, which brings on the bullshit, which brings on death, which brings on illness, brings it all on. It's all there in one big package deal. Now, I think outside the box. Okay, I'm a free thinker. That's what I do. And like I said, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Not from the research I've seen. Years and years and years of research. I read constantly. I research the whole point and factor. It's all a bunch of bullshit. And we're just in part of it. We're just fucking shoved in a game we don't want to play no more. This chessboard is rigged. The poker game is set up. It's, you know what I'm saying? It will always hit on that number.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you can see it from what you're saying, from the years of the same old thing. Nothing changes. Presidents, mayors, governors, same old BS. Nothing.
The only thing that changes is the
definition.
Same
agenda.
Right. The only thing that changes is definition. Right. You know, everybody can't outsmart each other. That's impossible. Because that's where the confusion comes. It's where you get caught doing it. When a thief breaks into so many places, eventually he will get caught because he gets comfortable with it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He thinks he's got it figured out. But in reality, he don't. Eventually, there comes an end. It's like a person passes you on the highway. Okay? Eventually, you're going to catch up to him.
You could only be slick for so long. You could only get
That's
slick
right.
for so
That's
long.
That's right.
Your time will come.
Exactly.
Everybody's time will come.
And that's called reality. Reality.
And sometimes
and
it's going to hit
scary,
some people harder than others.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, my whole thing on this show is I'm not looking to get popular. I'm not looking to get famous because I care less. That's something I don't give a shit about. I'm just taking the opportunity and time I have with this show to try to come to an understanding myself, to learn something from other people. But I'm not learning when people are arguing between each other. It don't make sense. Where are we going? Why are we taking it as constructive time to work on what needs to be looked at, but instead we're going to call each other liars and motherfuckers and bees. I'm not going to say an answer to that. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? It seems senseless to me. You know, where are you going with that? You're actually you became part of the problem, not part of the answer. So, anyway, I will stop bumping my gums like crazy lunatic I am tonight. But yeah, I'm gonna claim I'm crazy. But anyway,
are you done? Are you sure you're done? There's nothing
else
you want to add?
I still got. I got an hour and 15 minutes, and if they let me have overtime, I got 2 hours and 15 minutes left to go.
I guess
and
you won't be
on.
Over. It won't be over.
I don't have my
shit stops. Right.
That's right. Till they kill the internet, right? Our Blog Talk Radio will take a payment from me.
No, I mean, this is the best thing that you, like I said, to wake people up. As much as we speak about, I mean, a lot of the things every day, more or less, are similar. Or, you know, even if it's repeated, I think that it's good because for the most part, you're giving information that'll eventually somebody either hearing it a couple of times will eventually make them do something. A positive, you know, and contribute something, you know, to this, you know, to fixing or trying to contribute something to better the world, whether it's from a small scale community thing or just passing the information on to one person. You know, I mean, this is where it
right.
is. I mean, because they're not telling you that on regular TV or regular radio.
No, no, no. Alternative media is the
way to
go. Oh,
you're not
going to
get that from mainstream media.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You got to go outside of the country to listen about your country.
Yeah.
Outside the
to
box.
Get the real truth.
Outside the box. But I was on Ebony's show last night. What's going on in the United States?
Oh, I was listening.
I said, how's it going in England?
Dropped it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were last night, right? Yeah, pulled me in there, and I really took into that. But, you know, I just said, hey, Obamacare, food stamps getting cut, and the government's closing down. So how are you doing there, Ebony? Like in everything, no big deal, same old shit, no day, blah, blah,
They'll be feeling the same
that's
thing. That's our mother country.
I told you that.
That's
what I said. That you're the same thing. You're same constitution, same rig, same bank, same thing.
And over there, I think is not for nothing. It's a little, maybe a little bit worse over there to a certain degree, because over there, you know, they about royalty, you know, so they really don't care if they leave you in the dust. Hey, it is what it is. Especially, you know, that I think America's racist, but it might even be more racist over there. If you really think about it, I've personally been out there, so I mean, but you can see that they're the mother country. Where does America get its, you know, where do they learn from, you know?
Right. Well, that's another word I find is being a bullshit word, racist. You know what I mean? I think people that are racist are just straight up assholes. That's all they are. That's period. That's a senseless thought. Because we're all the same.
I think it's miseducation, misunderstanding, and misleading, misled.
It's
a
confusional thing.
Yeah,
it's to cause confusion. That's what it's for. Yeah, it's a labeled deception of hate. Is what it is. Just give it another name.
A baby ain't born racist.
If I say I hate you just because you're a person, does that make me a racist? No. But you call me a racist, that means I automatically hate you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, racist doesn't define itself in a proper manner. The word don't make no sense, and I find it completely useless. I find a lot of words useless. Trust me. They have so many different definitions. But racist is kind of a powerful thing in a lot of people because they've been programmed with this shit. You know, going back to the Bible again. Okay. All right. Back to Genesis, Cain and Abel. Two boys doing the two sisters, so that makes us all one. But, you know, that's why I said it, but who knows? I mean, that's something I'll debate on a little bit, I guess. But I don't really know, so I can't debate too far in it, and that's all I can say about that. But matter of fact, wait a minute. Oh, hold on. This is very serious. I have to really tell you guys this. This is something you really need to hear from me. I talked to my attorney today, and I asked him, I said, hey, man, look, you know, I'm considering getting a divorce from my wife. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the merger with her and everything like that. I want to get rid of, you know, separate corporations. And he goes, okay, well, you know, I need this amount of money, Ron. I said, okay, well, let me ask you one question. If I divorce my wife, will she still be my sister? Get it? Took a minute to absorb that, didn't it? Yeah, if I divorce my wife, she'd still be my sister. But that's what I think about that. I thought it was kind of funny. That's a joke. I didn't see my lawyer today. It was a bullshit story. at least I admit it. But no, I'm not divorcing my wife yet. I'll
you're
work
not
on
divorcing
that.
Her at all.
Oh, shit. How's about I sell her off to another corporation?
How about you just leave
downsizing?
Her right where she is? You
would
have
it be
a
corporate
good
downsizing?
Better appreciate her and leave her be. You need to be kissing her feet, kissing the ground that she walks on every
don't
day.
Understand
you didn't get married on the paperwork, right? You didn't do that. You didn't put yourself in that crucifixion.
Oh, yeah. Back when I was lost,
you wasn't studying at that time, right?
Don't give him any excuses, Jay.
I think it was the drugs back then until I sobered halfway up.
Are you telling the tale? You better stop it. he married her because he loved her, and he's still in love with her. Don't play. Don't let him play you in the pool.
That's not really true, Antoinette. That's not really true. No, no, no.
Yes, it is.
I was blackmailed into this. I called it entrapment. I just couldn't prove it.
Yeah, right. You were entrapped by the love that you felt for.
Yeah, I didn't really get
bear
convinced
to be away
that
from
I was
her.
The father. But I wasn't convinced I was the father until after we went on the Maury Povich show. And I am the father, so. And after that one, Jerry Springer's office should be calling me soon, you know.
She's going to kick your butt. And he's going to kick your butt, too. He's a grown man now. He's going to kick your butt, too. And
who,
I'm a
Jerry
laugh.
Springer?
No,
oh,
your son.
My, I got two of them.
Yeah, they act just like you.
Yeah, that's kind of an odd situation, too. I have one that acts like me and one acts like the other me. There's two me's. Yeah, there's the rocker type one and there's the educated one. Kind of weird, huh? I just can't get them mixed together like me. I just split,
split
the atom. Yeah, right, right. But, you know, one graduated from college, got married. Right. Yeah. Well, it's the parents. I blame the parents, really. They're at fault, especially the mother.
No, especially the father.
I wasn't home much.
Oh,
I actually hung out at the bar.
Your gene was already there.
Yeah, I left my jeans there because that's the only place I had to put
them,
you know.
Yeah, and that's the reason why it's the way how it is. Now, you're not going to pick on her. You better leave her alone. I'm standing up for
me.
The women. I'm standing
no,
up for the
coming.
Women. That's all right. This show is archived.
Like to need to hear.
Well, they don't need to hear how I'm blaming you for how miserable my life actually is. And I said that I went to an attorney and asked him if he'd still be my sister if I divorced you. You know, but yeah. Something like that.
She caught you. Look how he's trying to change it up now.
And I got 10 people on the board all listening. All these listeners listen to me talk about you, baby. Because you're a lovely, beautiful woman.
Yeah. See? Told you he's going to change it up. And now he's telling the truth. Now he's now this is his way of begging, please don't leave me.
No, please don't hit me. That's the difference.
No, he's saying, please don't leave me.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm opening a men's shelter up. I'm opening a men's shelter for abused men. The call girls will be there, and the beer will flow like rivers. So, you know, come see us. We'll help you.
Uh-huh. And Ron's wife would be whooping y'all's behind, too. I'm going to sell
wolf
tickets.
To threat. Wolf tickets?
I'm
going to
sell
wolf
my
tickets. Wife's threatening me now. Uh-huh.
Say good. She should be threatening you.
She should be threatening me. Thanks.
She should be popping the crap out of you. We should be hearing ow.
Women actually are forbidden against alcohol. Remember that now. You guys started it. So we got to blame that sex for doing women. Women were the push for prohibition. Women.
Yeah.
And like their husband sitting at the watering hole all night. I don't know.
Wonder why.
I don't know.
Because y'all just don't know how to act.
Well, we don't know how to do that sober, let alone drunk. Let me open up
some. Yeah, so you know what? It's keeping you home so your butts won't get in any trouble.
Yeah, well, you're right on that. You're right on that. To keep us from getting out and getting in any trouble. That was it. Keep us home from the bars. That's why they call them man caves. Now, build your own bar at home. It's cheaper. Less expensive.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me open some phone lines. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Oh, hello, caller. How are you doing? Hey.
I'm doing just fine. Hi, Ron, Antoinette, and...
hello, Maze. How are you?
I'm just marvelous. Can I give my opinion on something?
Yes, please.
Why, sure.
On Cruz standing in the wheel last night.
Yes.
I'm wondering, can anybody explain to me how Cruz was filibustering when the Congress was not even in session?
Tell me about it. He was looking around like he had a pack audience.
It was not
like a rock star.
Was he the one that was reading the books and everything to his
children
on there?
He was running out of things to say.
Well, most people think most people thought that Congress was in session. They was not. They only came in today at 3:00. So he was just in the well having a conversation. It didn't make any sense.
Talking to the walls. Talking to the walls.
I think he was trying to get publicity because it was all over the news, you know, saying, you know, that he was there for hours. So, for me, it was like a free promotion for him.
Well, it wasn't a promotion. It was just to fool the people to make them think that he was doing something that wasn't even happening.
On their side, right. Thank you.
On their side.
Right, because they didn't close the government yet. They usually
and the
do
four that
right.
was standing in there with him didn't make any sense either. Like, they was in session, but... Harry Reid is the one that called the Senate in session. not the ones that was down in the well speaking. So that's why people need to get the three branches of government together and see when the workings of each one and how it happens.
Did he forget that? Did he forget that everybody was in the UN?
What? No, I'm not talking about.
No, but I'm saying, did he forget? Did he forget? Because he was there talking like if everybody was there, but he forgot that everybody was at United Nations.
No, 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 no. The UN had nothing to do with the Congress, the Senate being in session. You know, when the House come in session, you see them when they beat that hammer and they bring them all in the session.
Right.
Well, did you see that when they came in to speak?
I was asleep.
You said you said he was doing a great job standing up there talking about nothing. Let's explain it to the people.
Clips of it all day today.
I'm talking about I was watching him at 3 o'clock in the morning, at 5 in the morning, and I fell asleep like at 6 a.m. And he was talking till 2 in the afternoon, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
when the House
21.
Came in session, he should have started it when it came in session, and then he would have been filibustering. But he started the day before. That part I don't get. How did they fool me? I mean, most people think that he was, so I was wondering anybody.
He was ahead of the rush?
My question is, did he get paid for that? That's what I wanted to know.
He gets his same salary, and the people that he's arguing against in his state, you ought to see how many people that has food stamps and how many people need medical care. And I'm saying, if the American people need medical care, why are they having an argument trying to keep them from having it, to have affordable care, so they can afford to go to the doctor? For those that couldn't go, and for those, what do you call it, doctors without walls, all those people that had to go see doctors, now those are good doctors.
Okay,
you got half of the congressmen.
Mace,
you got half
what,
of the congressmen of that doctor. Huh?
What's going to be affordable, Mace? What's going
to
be affordable?
Affordable.
What do you mean by
go
affordable?
Because some people lost their insurance.
Okay, but is this Obamacare, is that going to guarantee that without paying,
I don't know,
costing out of your pocket?
I don't know nothing about no Obamacare. I haven't seen a law called Obamacare. I know the health care law that went through.
Okay.
That's how people
right.
do it too. Okay. That's what I call it.
Right.
I don't call it what the media call it and everybody else call it. I call it what the bill was.
Right. Right, right. The bill. The health care bill.
Yeah.
But this health care bill is dangerous. I've read it. It don't impress me. It puts a lot of regulations on a lot of different things.
Yeah, something needs to be regulated because you got how many doctors you got sent up on the Congress?
Right.
I think it's about 20 doctors that sent on the Congress that don't want any
right.
health care. Before health care
right.
came along, it was
right.
going up and
right.
people couldn't afford it.
Well, the
so
thing
now,
is what it's going to do, my picture what it's actually going
to
do, it's going to jack the cost up the rate.
Right,
but it's
going to
hurt the doctors at the same time.
If the Congress was any good, they would have put a cap on the insurance companies.
Right.
Just like they put a cap on everything else. They ain't putting no cap on that, and they don't want to fund it. That's what's going to cause the problem. If them not funding
yes.
it, that's going to cause the problem. Then they should be busy getting the perks out. But all you hear is that
right.
we don't want it. What are you going to do? Just let the people die?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's
or you
pretty well
it. You can't get no hair care?
Right. Right. And the problem is they tried to right.
So why
right.
are they walking
right.
around
well,
screaming and hollering?
I don't know. I don't get it either.
That's what I want to know. Why are they there, period? We don't even need the Congress because they don't do that half time anyway.
They don't do nothing anyway. Everybody else does it around them. You know, all they need is an executive order. Why have Congress? Why have the Senate? Why have them? What need are they?
Make money. That's all they're doing.
Now they have to show face. They have to show that they are there.
But those are the ones
right.
seem like with the money and not the people. And they got the best care
the
of that
puppet show. The puppet
so,
show at the carnival.
So there's three branches of government, and one branch is supposed to come up with the laws and stuff and send them to one person to sign. They never get anything to sign. Nobody never come. Nothing come down to the floor for people to vote on. You got the part of this. I'm like, when does the whole Congress get the opportunity to put a bill on the floor and everybody stand up and vote for it and get rid of these part of eight and part of nine? Because we didn't send them that to do that.
No. But that's the way it's big, big government getting bigger by the minute.
So if that's the case, we just need nine people, why don't we just send the other ones home? and let them then figure out what they're going to do, since they're the one that come up with everything before a bill can hit the floor, or either where they put it out or let it pass.
Well, Maisie, they're, we have to have the sideshow. Remember that song by Blue Magic, Sideshow, Let the Sideshow Begin?
And the only time I've seen them all come together was back when they came and they thought they was getting ready to go to war. When they all
came
back.
That's like a circus. That's like a circus song.
Yep. So I'm on the outside looking in. Because I say a one-sided ship will sink. And if you don't level it off sometime, you know, if you level
you
it
got
off,
it.
It'll be smooth sailing in the water. So you can't see things on one side and not look at the other side. Because something out of that health care bill might be good. And it might benefit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The tank is not going to do anything for them. And there's going to be a lot of surprised people that were paying a whole lot of insurance that wouldn't be paying less.
Right.
So
I don't know.
That's my opinion.
I don't see how it's going to play out. We're going to see how it goes. You know, you know, there's a lot of fine print in there. That's the whole problem of it. You know, it's 10,000 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it one thing's covering the other.
That's the thing you read first, the little ones that you can't see. That's what the media is. And not about them 10,000 pages that they advertise. It's about the little fine print. And it could be
might
just
be on
five
one
pages.
Page. Right out through 10,000. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Among 10,000 pieces of paper that the Congress created themselves in order. Both of them were created.
Right. They just create another Ponzi scheme after another.
That's my opinion.
Well, that's cool.
I don't have...
You got that right. You got that right, Mace. I guarantee it. You got that right, especially on this show.
Yep.
I like her opinion. But, you know, the whole thing is we're trying to find the truth and the fact of it, the fact of truth. And that's what we're not getting from that part of the people, them people. I don't really know what to call them anymore. I don't, you know, it's very confusing, and they want it that way. They like it that way. So, you know, it's a spinning circle that we're now having the opportunity to pick pieces out of it, to pull it apart, to see what it is. You know, we're just not getting a full picture yet. We're not, now the pieces are in that puzzle, you know, to make it a clear picture for us. In the law game, that's where I learned most of this. wow.
What I always say is I'm just here and passing through here. Whatever's for me is for me,
yeah,
or whatever's not,
just,
I won't get.
I'm just passing along on my way to heaven. You know, that's...
Well, I'm passing along the way to somewhere.
Yeah, right. I'm on this journey. I don't know where the ride's going, but it's it's been good, it's been bad, but I don't know. You know,
sometimes a smooth ride is not a good one, and a bad one is is the best ride you ever had, because you enjoyed the bumps and the tumbles and all of that stuff after the end when you got to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yep, enjoy it while you can, if you can. But that's your choice. That's what people don't understand. You can make that choice to live good. Mm-hmm. You know, I see so many people stressed out. That's why I enjoy going to Walmart. I see so many uptight people in there. You know,
well,
like you're mad at the world, man.
Mm-hmm. Because they have people having stress. Sometimes you just stop, think, and look around and breathe and bring yourself right down. But if you're going to be mad all the time or looking around the corner for something bad all the time, you're going to feel that way. It's like one doctor said, you have to cleanse your mind and your soul.
Right.
And you'll feel better. And clean them, like, turn some of the madness off.
I have to do it every day before I start a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I did it for 3 days, and I'm going to do it again. I won't have no TV, no radio, no nothing. I'm just going to be relaxing.
3 days?
3 days. I've did it before.
Is that
and it
legal?
Was most,
is that,
I thought I was going to go crazy.
Is it legal?
It's illegal. Yes.
Yeah. You sure?
It's helpful. Now I got to go back out into the world and listen to the madness.
I'm sure there's a law against it, Maze. Let me look it up. I'm sure there's a law.
Yeah, it's a law.
If not, they're going to come up with one for you, Maze.
Oh, yeah. They ain't got one. They're going to come up with one.
You'll be listed.
Yeah, it's like saving rainwater is against the law nowadays, you know? Jesus Christ. That, you know, like little kids getting busted for lemonade stands, they ain't got a city permit. I'm like, you criminal fuckers. I hate that, you know.
Oh, so it's a good law to turn everything off.
Yep.
Yeah.
they mess with your electric now. They'll cut it back on for you.
Mm-hmm.
And make it so loud you don't have a choice but to hear it.
I got bad news for
the teach some kids how to cook. teach some kids how to dig a hole
electric
in the ground.
Electric companies, phone companies. Fuck. That's my word.
Yeah, but Ron, they're going to fix you, too. They're going to have something
they tried.
For you, too.
They've tried. They've tried.
No, they're going to stop the wind from blowing over your house.
Well, every fine day, too. I got another solution for that.
It's going to be like when the typewriter went away. It's going to be like when the typewriter went away, everybody. You show it to a kid, now it's antique, and it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
right.
And you stick a piece of paper, and if you can find some really
typewriter
paper, show them how it works. They probably be in the state of shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the next New Testament, the new Testament coming out, the typewriter will be in it by then. So there you go.
Oh my!
And then God created the typewriter. You know, this 60-pound piece of metal.
Then the electric typewriter came along, and it made it real faster.
Then the word processor.
Yeah,
then the computer.
First it was the manual one.
Just like the landline.
Now we can just think.
They went from the landline to, telephone used to be like a party line. It went from a party line to a private line. People had fit about that.
Then it went to a cordless phone, then to a cellular phone.
Now people don't have, I don't even have
It was rotary.
Now you can plug shit into your head and think it. You ain't got to talk no more. Just plug it into your head and let your thinking do your talking.
So the rest thing about it was, everybody took part in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many people still got a typewriter?
Oh.
I still have one.
I do.
I didn't throw
away. Oh, my
God.
Them old typewriters, I throw them into the scrapyard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I still have mine.
I give them to Chinese. They're American-built, but I give them back to the Chinese.
Oh, I like my typewriter.
I do, too. I just like looking at it sometimes.
Just
putting my hand on the
keyboard.
Just
like the record player.
Mm-hmm.
Like are
Pat
we
Man
being retro?
First came.
Are we,
when Pat Man
we
first
being
came
retro?
Out,
No, Ron, it's just some things that is just, the old things is just worth having.
And then the Pat Man, when the game first came out, that's what
I love that.
And now they have the everything, like you just reach and use through your phone. Everything is working. You can't use your hand to do it. You got to, talk to it to make it move. Kids are not old.
Well,
like
can
that.
I bring up? Can I bring up something, talking about old stuff?
No.
Yeah, I got to bring this up.
You're not old enough.
1895 Nelson upright piano with tiger stripe maple.
Mm-hmm. And you can't even find the maple
look at
anymore. That's real.
Not that tiger stripe. It's very expensive. Very expensive.
Uh-huh.
You can't get it.
Yeah, I'm saying you can't
tiger
find
stripe
it.
Maple. Well, I don't know about that. I could look around a little bit. I could find some. I could find an 1895 Nelson upright piano with leopard stripes wood on it.
Well,
maple.
Look, how about if you put out your horse and buggy?
Well, I got that too.
To
that buggy ain't that old.
You have to go to Amish country to ride that.
I don't.
But Ron
I got
does
my friend
have
horse.
One.
Oh, he does.
I have mules.
Okay.
I have mules.
And
I got car.
Old horse and buggy.
I got a buggy. Yep, old horse and buggy. Yep.
Okay.
Maybe that. But that piano I'm talking
antique.
About sitting here.
And he can't fireplace. Appreciate that, Maeve.
No, that old shit. No. But anyway, this piano here I got in my front room next to my fireplace. It's an 1895 Nelson. And it's, the leopard stripe maple wood. It's nice. And you'll never guess where I found this at. It was by accident, actually. I gave $25 for it about 10 years ago.
At a yard
sale. And I paid $100, kind of, sort of, and it cost me $100 to get it moved here to my house. So this is extremely heavy. They had to bring it with ramps and all kinds of crazy stuff. Mm. Anyway, it actually belonged to a church at one time, okay?
Oh.
And these folks bought it from the church for whatever amount of money, wasn't too much. And anyway, they were moving, and they just started having a hard time trying to sell it because they didn't really know what it was. They just knew it was a Nelson piano. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was on what they call it's a radio garage sale. The AM channel out here has a garage sale in the morning. And actually, my mom found it and said, "I need to go look at it," because my mom's a piano player. As a matter of fact, I have her Baldwin piano here too. I mean, I have all this instruments, whatever you want. I'm sure I got it. But anyway. No, I don't have that. I'm not that wealthy. Oh, really? Them baby grands are nice. You got a good one.
It's
ball
old,
ones,
old,
you know.
Old one. Mm-hmm.
I would like to
and
find
I
a player piano.
Antiques.
That's what I like.
I love
right.
Antiques.
Player piano would be nice. But a player piano right now in the market, estimated by one of those, is about $100,000 easy for a junky one. They're very sought after.
How many did they make?
Player pianos? I don't know
the one
exactly.
What are you talking about?
I don't know that either. I got to follow them. I can't remember. Wasn't too many of them.
I know.
A lot of the hand,
a lot of money.
Right. But it was this one here. She found this deal, and I went and bought it, and it's got the matching bench. Everything goes together. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, right. Oh. You know, and I bought a Gone with the Wind book, the first edition.
Mm.
And I was at the – I bought it out of the Goodwill store for $1.50. It's worth $3,000 now.
Wow,
oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's amazing people looking, throw away, they don't know what they have. They don't have a
clue.
Yeah,
I was just looking at it and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's first edition. I'm like, oh, well. But I love antiques.
Yeah, see, I do too. I love antiques.
I don't like this plywood stuff they put out today.
No, I don't either. That's not even wood. It's more like, what is it, press wood or something?
Something.
Glue board.
Cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not worth 2 cents.
No, it lasts no time.
So you got to buy
2 years,
it.
Falling apart, glue coming apart.
Yep. Because they use
CDX
glue instead of using Masonite. Nails.
And Ron, I have an old single saw. Ron, you know the old single saw machine that they used to match the paddle up and down?
Yep.
I have one of those too. I got two of those.
I had a friend of mine had a real old
one.
Yeah,
I have one. I don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on. Hey, Greg. Do you remember what year that sewing machine was you sold, Carl? Was it 29? Okay.
Oh, it's the one that
That's
you don't have to use electricity.
Shit. Oh.
It could have been 24. I'm not sure. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
It's under,
the one that you-
under 30.
Right. Okay.
Mid 20s, high 30s.
All right.
Or low 30.
Okay.
Yes, the one you don't have to use electricity. You bounce fluid with that little paddle.
Yeah, the foot pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were doing good without electricity back in those days. I guess they were.
Yes, they were.
They were accomplishing a whole lot of stuff.
Yes. Yes, they were making bread and everything. You know, they still managed to do it. And the brick ovens with fire and stuff. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. It's something how all this modern convenience that we have, we just can't think of life without it.
Yes.
But it's, you know, people that did it just made life easier for women instead of having to go out to the, you know, the river or, you know, stream or something like that and take a rock and scrub clothes and get them clean and carry water into the house and stuff like that in buckets.
So what do you think if they had to go back to those days to do that? Do you think they would lose their mind or they would just catch on and...
I think a lot of people lose their mind.
Oh, okay.
I think a lot of people would be lost. They wouldn't know what to do.
That's what I'm saying. If they were in training, they would know what to do, and it wouldn't bother them.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would truly lose their mind.
Oh, okay.
You know, because it would just be, what am I supposed to do, you know?
See, I can't eat because I can't go to the burger
to the store.
I have a burger already done, and I can't get the phone. My cell phone is out. What am I going to do?
Yeah, because people lose it over them cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
When the human being is going to respect the actual city, a suburban person will actually respect the person that lived in the jungle for all these years and been doing it natural all these years. They won't be affected.
What, the people in the city won't be affected?
They'll
don't think so?
I said they
will. I think they will probably be affected more because... In the city, where are you going to go out and wash your clothes at unless you go to a laundromat or, you know, you have a washer and dryer at your house?
No, I'm saying is that the people from the city will actually respect the person that lives out actually in the jungle, in the wilderness, that's been doing it all these years. You know,
yeah.
Because when the time comes, there's no electricity. It's going to go back to basics. And those basics is something that the people don't know here in the city. So not
right.
saying that the city, of course, definitely the city is going to be the most affected, because then they so, or we, because I am too caught up in the, you know, being used to, you know, being the luxuries that we have. You know, even the same thing of even the simplest thing of having a bath or a toilet, you know, and a place to shower. And, you know, those things, I mean, because a lot of people don't live like that.
No.
How are you going to, you know, people don't know how to, what they're going to do, how they're going to survive if they don't know if the stores is closed. Forget about it. Go crazy, like you said.
Yeah.
That closed, what if there's nothing in the store to go into the store to buy?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
And then with the truckers, you know, the truckers are going to D.C. to protest. But then also, if you keep watching the price of diesel going up, then you know that's going to make the price of food going to the food cost
yeah,
to rise.
It's going
to
go up. That's right.
Yeah, because they got to pay for, you know, the fuel and everything to go in those trucks. I know one of my neighbors, he's a trucker, and, you know, he's already saying, you know, how much it costs just for him to, you know, fill his truck up.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are those things called the modern conveniences of the outside world inside of, you know, how would you like to have all the modern conveniences you have in a house that's electrified by the electricity company and all that at outside? You could have it all. Cheaper than
yeah,
you think.
But that's for people that know how to do it. But right now, you know, you got to look at majority of people do not know how to do those things.
Yeah, because see, Ron does it.
I know.
Right.
Huh? So if Ron has it and somebody else worried about electricity, he said, well, I already got the electricity that I need. I don't need the same grid that they on. I have my own way of doing things. There's no water.
That's right. And
there's
you
no
can,
problem.
Everybody can do it.
And that's how people see things.
The city alternative is a generator. See, they got to learn more than, you know, what it is. And
but if you ain't got no fuel, brother, they're worthless. If you ain't got no fuel, they're worthless.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, that's the dependency if something happens here. People got to learn to just, you know, either deal with it or have, like you said, self-sufficient, having their own system or backup.
Survival skills.
You know, yeah, and just say, okay, we don't have electricity, but we know how to cook food in the backyard or something, you know. And,
yeah.
You know,
the first thing you got to do is adjust to it. You need to educate
yeah.
yourself now and understand it. Watch videos, watch it, whatever you can. Use the internet while you got it. And, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and Brian's going to be doing shows on it and other
right.
Show hosts. They're supposed to be getting on. Well, I think we talked about trying to do like a week, you know, with everyone, each one doing a different show a day on survival
right.
skills. You know, just different things that you can use as survival methods so that you'll
which
have.
Which I'll probably start that Friday. I'll probably start
okay.
that Friday before the government shuts down to get as much out as I can a weekend to everybody in case we do have a problem, disruption in the system. You know, the one thing that, you know, hard time, you have to be a thinker. Me and my wife one time, we're out of money, and we had to buy propane to run our house, which it needed for our water heater. Okay, we still had water and everything, and electric in the house. We had a propane water heater, but we didn't have no money to fill the tank at the time. Okay, we didn't have the money for the propane. But I had an old propane tank sitting out there, an old, you know, burner, which most of them are, they have the flue pipe goes through the center of the tank. You know, the vent for it, for the propane gas, you know, the afterburn of it, and then what I did is I set that thing out in the sunlight, and it was black already, but I took two garden hoses up and hooked it up to the system of the house, and I had hot water again. It took about a day. So that perfected a little differently. I set it up on a couple little blocks, and I set a wood fire underneath it and had instant hot water heater. Didn't cost me a dime. A little bit of time, I had an instant hot water heater. See how easy it is? It's not that difficult. The way you it, rain water. You can assist that, run through a blue hose, which is a cooler hose, or a green hose, which is, well, the lighter colored tube you got, the better, which keeps your cold water. have the other one that feeds to a tank into another tank on, say, the roof of your house or on a stand, a black tank of some type. But water heater, the old propane water heaters are gas. Natural gas water heaters are the best ones used for this because you use backup wood power to heat it also. But you can, a black tank on top of your house or on a stand where it's getting direct sunlight, that'll be hot water. It'll feed right into that tank. You take a shower right through it. You never need a hot water heater. So you got instant fresh hot water. And sun heated water is much more comfortable than electric or burnt heated water. Let you know that. And it's easy. It's real simple. It's not that complicated. You just got to get out and do it.
But, Ron, see, it's easy for you. That's the reason why when we go to do these shows on this, mm-hmm. you'll have to really sit down and really explain it and break it down right. more because, you know, just saying it's real easy. Anything mm-hmm. is easy if you know how to do it. I know how to go in the kitchen and bake a cake from scratch. I could say it's easy. But to someone that doesn't
right.
know how to do that, and they're
well,
used to opening
it,
up
right. a valve. Instant water, right. But you have to reverse. I can barely hear you, Antoinette.
I said you probably know what sticks to use to make fire.
Anything
you know,
that'll burn.
I got to have matches or a lighter. Pardon me?
Matches or a lighter. Well, okay. Well, then you got to have that.
But I'm saying if you don't have it.
If you don't
have,
matches
or a lighter.
Well, doing things like that doesn't take a lot of stress off from the madness that you hear every day.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes, it does, Mace.
Studying how to talk about how to survive in this world. Just
mm-hmm.
in case if you have to, for those that don't know what to do.
Yes, that's the reason why
right.
we were
that's
planning on
Ramadan.
Having the show on.
You can live with it. You can live with this or you can live without it.
Yeah, that's
survive.
The reason why we were
right.
planning on having a show
okay.
on, you know, just different survival
right,
methods
on,
because
being sustainable.
People need to know. I mean, you know, for natural disasters, anything
yeah.
could happen, you know, but
okay.
just to be prepared as best as you
right.
can. Oh, East Coast said, Ron, you're very talented. Create a YouTube video for us.
I have thought
and maybe
of that.
It will
I
go viral.
Uh-huh, right.
That is a
right.
good idea, because he should do
right.
that.
Instructional video.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right, yeah, that's true. Right, well, you know, I have done a little work on that. You know, but no, I've never done one on the whole system.
Yeah.
But I'm not just talking water. I'm talking about everything from fire to what it takes to survive, how to build traps, how to grow, and you can make it easy. It ain't got to be that difficult. The first thing, anytime there's an event that would happen, something like that, even in your own life, today, now, you know, there's a way of doing things. Like I said, when me and my wife, the world was still going on, money's still being made, everything was fine, hunky-dory, whatever, but we were out of propane. So I had to come up with a
mm-hmm.
solution to correct the problem for the moment till I could fix it, you know? So that's what I did. But it goes all the way from how to start a fire with a stick. You know, there's a way of doing it, and it's easy. It's easier than you think. I know it sounds insane,
but
that's so hard to do.
Yeah, but I told you things
well.
Are easy if you know how to do it. But
right.
if you don't know how to do it, it's not easy.
You see half.
But
of
if you're
America,
not a thinker,
half
if you're
America,
not a thinker, you can't do it.
You know what? Another thing is that. You could see that because if our country was more, I'm talking about the people, were more self-sufficient and knew those type of things, we'll be able to have more control over our lives and over what's going on in the world as well.
Right.
And that way
right.
you could put a lot of the companies out of business because you know how to do things that they want to charge you for, and you know how to do it
mm-hmm.
without a problem.
Well, you know, that's my, Maze, you said the key word about me. My main thing was against power companies. Many years ago, that's how it all started. All against power companies. You know, I lost my job, and they didn't give a shit. Union didn't give a shit either, so I had to come up with a solution. How do I get back? So that's why I went back to school. That's why I became what I became now. You know, and I kept playing music, too. That's, you know, it was kind of cool how it worked out for me. But It's all over that. That's when I started building the wind turbines and messing with hydrogen. And you know, I got a lab and I do tests for wind power, water power, anything natural, anything as natural as possibly get. And I found wind turbines are the best. That is the best one out there.
Yeah, my friend got solar panels.
But if you live in a city, solar panels are okay for a backup situation.
He has one in his house, but he doesn't use them. He likes his fireplace with his wood and everything, but he won't hook up the solar panels.
Right. Well, solar panels are very expensive. They're getting a little cheaper now and a little bit better, but still, their cost is not effective. They aren't. There's not. You don't have sun 24 hours a day, but you got wind. You know, so that's the thing. You get a lot more out of a wind turbine than you ever will out of a solar panel. And to actually, like the size of this house here, it cost me $60,000 in solar panels. The wind turbine I have, I think I call material and all, when I built it, was right at about $900. And that same one, that design, sells for over $10,000 a unit. So to give you an idea.
So now we understand why they fight against the solar panels.
Right.
I mean, the wind turbine. That's why they fight against.
Right.
And
exactly. Right. You're breaking into their money. Right. Because I had a lot of problems with the county and zoning and all that shit. And I finally told them, whatever. Too late. I done did it. Ain't nothing you can do. It was never there before. So ain't damn thing to do about it. You can't change it at the end of when the game's already started.
But you have some people arguing against those too, Ron, but you use them and you know it's a good effect, but you listen to somebody else and tell you about it, and you're just in there like, well, no, I have one, and it works like this.
Right, but
of some of the stuff that we see today in the media.
Right. But it's to shock you away from it, get you away from it. One problem we had, us people in the wind turbine business, the one thing we had was a bunch of these pro-lifers and animal rights activists raising hell. Oh, them wind turbines kill so many birds. Well, I got some more bad fucking news for you. That jet engine airplane you just flew in would probably suck in about 3,000 birds. So, you know, don't give me that shit. You see what I'm saying? A wind turbine, there are times that birds do hit them, and they do die from it. You know what I mean? But let's talk about all the Monsanto chemicals on the ground that's killing our birds. Look in Arkansas, the past 2 years, birds have been falling out of the sky. You know, hundreds of them. Why is that?
Oh, they did the thing on Al Jazeera TV today on Monsanto seeds and stuff today. That's where they were talking about them. We're having a discussion. The scientists were sitting there.
That.
Huh?
I didn't see that one.
Well, it came on today, and it's supposed to be part two, I guess, tomorrow. But they was breaking it down with the corn and everything. They just broke it down and was showing the different parts. And they did a little commercial on the corn and the stuff that was in the corn and how they planted it inside the seeds of the corn for where it would kill the bugs. So it'll kill the people. In some places it's banned.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. And it should be. We're not laboratory rats, but we're treated like them.
Yes, we are. Treated like them. Not that we're laboratory rats. Ron, is there anyone else on the lines?
I don't know if you checked lately. Not lately. I'm slow tonight.
Yeah, Jay.
Nope. We have five callers.
I just wanted to make sure that we weren't anyone saying something that wanted to.
All the phone lines are open.
Okay.
Yep. Jets do get a lot of birds. That's right. Yep. They sure do. They suck them like a big vacuum cleaner. That jet engine sucks a lot.
East Coast said, remember Dr. Hawkins, you better leave the corn alone. And, you know, East Coast, I was thinking about that also.
Oh, there's a lot of things they should leave alone.
Dr. Hawkins was saying that they put... Go ahead.
I was watching this. It was Cat 6 or Cat 8 on Netflix. It's like some start of a series thing, you know. But it's talking about the satellites and everything, all that crashing to Earth and all kinds of crazy shit. And I said, there's a lot of satellites up there in space, and they do script. They fall down, we're in trouble. All it's going to take is that magnetic pull one time, and it's over. One sun flare.
Yeah.
In trouble. But, why not, you know? Man's his own demise, if I say that. Kick it out, man. Don't leave it in you. Yep, East Coast is hump day, as they call it, Wednesday. Where did it get that name, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday? Why does everything end in a day? Every day of the week's a day.
Weekend and the weekend.
All right. Now you're on the line.
Yes, I just want to clear out there are two huge mega giganto stud muffins, both named Ron. However, I thought they were talking to me when they said Ron. It's like, what? How the hell did you know my name?
They know us, man. We can't hide from them.
Yes, well, both incredible chick magnets, what can we say?
Absolutely. But, absolutely.
And I gotta be. We have a lot of those fans, wind turbines out here here in Abilene, and it's one of the larger wind farms in the nation. And there might be a few birds that get killed by them, but come on, seriously,
right?
I mean, just like you're saying, I think probably your average jet probably kills more, in the average week than probably one of those wind turbines will a year.
Oh, yeah, a jet engine, they should put big bags in the back and catch the feathers for pillows. That'd be another industry they should start. Jet engines, I mean, Jesus, man. They suck them. A bird could be trying to fly away from you, they could suck it into it. It's a vacuum cleaner, man. It's got to have force.
I've seen these videos where guys working on them get sucked into them, new people and everything like that.
I've seen equipment get sucked through them.
But in Sacramento and places, they got them all over the place. There's nothing new to those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be the next extreme sport.
They don't mention that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They're going to go through the jet turbine gauntlet. Let's see if they miss the turbine ban. They've taken... In the renewable power, and like Obama, gave all that money to people, they put it all in their pockets and fuck you, we got your money. That was a bad, but he tried to make it look good. But you don't hear him talk about that much anymore, renewable power anymore. But he has made the incentive sweet. If you're going to put some type of system in, there's a better kickback now. Well, till maybe
wind
Monday,
power isn't bad, but the problem is saving the energy that comes from them. They are kind of dangerous, they do catch fire usually, and ironically, the majority of the power that they generate is shipped off to Dallas, which is like 175 miles away from here. Over 95% of the wind energy that comes from the wind turbines out here don't even power electricity here. It's wild.
Well, right, it's sold wholesale, but the thing about it is, them big, gigantic wind turbines like that, they have to have a diesel engine to start them to turn. The wind can't do it. They need help to get going. It's like starting an old airplane, all right? And the problem with them, yes, they overheat. They do because they're massive. They're big. The ones that I have done are small enough for an individual home, individual home and garage. And, it does a three-bedroom house perfect. Storage, power storage is a different thing. Diode cell storage is real good. It don't last long, but it's good for backup system. And I use it on the backup solar panel system. But on the turbine itself, it's all battery banked. And
Are these AC or DC then?
They're DC. DC converted to AC. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So the thing is you can't have, by city ordinance here, you can't have a wind turbine here.
In the city
limits.
Sure can't. Any city. Well, yeah, all their ordinances, their laws, but that's why I see a lot of people moving out here from like California, New York, Texas, out here in the Ozarks where I live in Missouri. And because they're trying to get away. People are trying to run away from it. A lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Any suggestions for somebody that would want to have that like out here? I mean, can you set it up and have it at some kind of thing, or does it work for a little one?
Well, I mean, you can, okay. Well, there's other designs out there that, and another one I was involved with is a small little one. It's a little big thing. You can actually just take a. It comes on a C clamp, okay, that you can clamp it on like a banister rail, and it's real small. It's no bigger than a regular desk fan, all right. And it could give you enough power to power a laptop, cell phone. Depends on how much battery capacity you have, how much power you're trying to pull. You can even build one cheap. Just buy one of them cheap $30 inverters at Walmart. You know, there's your power. You know, and just get you a 12-volt battery somewhere, or you can go, there again, you go to diode cells for battery power. But it depends on the wind velocity, how much speed wind you need. What I did, on this one unit, on this house here, it's called like a ratio on how it works. Mm-hmm. So every one time it spins, it actually spins the motor four times. So you get more revolution out of it. It's on ball bearings inside. And the reason that is because it's grease-certed. So you can grease hit it with a grease gun. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to take it apart to clean nothing. It'll clean itself. And what it does, the gear reduction on that, it's easier for it to turn on the ball bearings than it is on a standard bearing, a square bearing, or a pin bearing, excuse me. And it works much better because it don't need as much wind strength to spin it. It's a 2,000 watt generator.
Does this work like a normal generator? Is it based on magnets and copper wire, or is the mechanics a little different on this one, or?
Well, the armature mechanic is different. How it spins, mm-hmm. The inside is like a clock mm-hmm. setup. How a clock designed, some of that, mm-hmm. you know, okay, like a 10-speed bike. Remember the 10-speed bike?
Gotcha.
You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? The different change of size of the gear, that's how it works. Right. But it's the size of the sprocket inside that makes the center turn faster. The center sprocket is smaller, the outer sprocket is bigger. See what I'm saying? 4-1. For one mm-hmm. revolution, it spins four revolutions inside of itself. But anyway, the thing of it is, this thing only needs 2.9 mile-an-hour wind. And from my calculation, in most areas, the average wind at that speed for continuous 24-hour support wind, that speed is 30 feet in the air, and that's it.
Oh,
but
oh good God, out here?
Obstructions are a problem. Well, obstructions are a problem. If you have obstructions, you got to have your height a lot higher. But on average flat land, I'm on a hilltop kind of system here, which flattens out, and then, you know, it's the Ozarks, mountains, hills. It just varies. You know, I do have some people that are down pretty deep. They had to go about 100 and some odd feet to get the wind. But that's you're talking a little more money there, but the maintenance is a little bit harder. The 30-foot unit, each of these units can be put up anywhere you want. It doesn't matter how you want it. But it's the thing of it is, I like way I have this 30-footer one out here because I could take my truck or tractor and just grab a guide wire and set it down, put a shot of grease in, put it back in there, and it's been maintenance for the year. I don't have to call nobody out to do it, which most of the big wind turbine companies that do for residential, they have to come back out and maintenance, and they charge a lot of money to do it. I looked at cost effectiveness on this unit because what I did, this design comes with a hinge plate mounting on the bottom instead of a mono pin. You know, where it's got all mm-hmm. bolted down into concrete, all the pin mm-hmm. bolts.
So you're not
just
having to
do that. It's sitting on a hinge. You can
you're
actually
just injecting it.
That's right.
Yeah, you're not.
That's okay, it. That's all you got to do. It's got the bleeder, so it can bleed out any excess grease, any dirty grease will go on out. You know, it's like a check valve system in the seals. Yeah, I took mm-hmm. a lot of time to build this. It took a little while to design this thing, but it came out pretty nice.
Well, I know
a little bit
about it, so I was just kind of wanting to know mm-hmm. just the general concept behind it. It sounds like it's interesting. I just, you know, on a tire, I mean, repacking a wheel bearing is a pain in the ass.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to take it apart to do that, though, man. That's the whole idea. You don't have to do that. It's a sealed unit. I mean, you can take it apart. You can take the whole unit apart. If you need to change the earth magnets in it or something, you know, you can do that. You can take it apart. You know, you can fix it. And, you know, we did 25 years.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
25 years.
Good.
Yeah.
Ron?
That's long life. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is. East
yes,
Coast
ma'am.
Said your next project is to figure out how the Egyptians harnessed free energy.
Well, they did. They had light bulbs back then, believe it or not. They absolutely did. They did have light bulbs.
Light bulbs.
Yes, believe it or not. Not like you see today. Little different setup. I have to go back through that. I can't remember that right off the top of my head. I do remember some of it. I can't remember all how it was put together, how they made it. But I will find that out, and I will definitely tell you guys tomorrow on that.
Yeah, because they didn't have batteries or anything like that.
Well, they had a way to make a certain type of make an acid to a battery system. How do they see down in tunnels? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Couldn't use torches to gas you to death.
Yeah,
the carbon dioxide
of
the flame would have killed you.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I know it sounds crazy. It's another thing. Oh, you're crazy. You know, I'm a Tesla fan. You know, I mean, a Tesla
you
man.
You mean they didn't have flashlights?
Yeah, it wasn't yet out there.
East Coast had Baghdad Battery.
Baghdad Battery, yep. There you go.
And what is that?
They mixed something that made an acid that held current.
Okay, something tells us a whole lot, so I can just go out and find something.
Well, anyway, I'm just, you know, there's a lot of ways of making
store?
Light.
Yeah, okay. Come back and let us know.
Yeah.
I'll get right back with you on it. But actually, yeah, back then during the Egyptian times, there was a light bulb thing. I'll have to look it up.
I see they had it, but where do they get a Baghdad battery? What is it made from? I mean, I just never thought about them having a light bulb or anything back during then. I just thought they used fire.
Well, yeah, they used fire, but not
in Iraq and a hard place.
Yeah, well, I know this. I'll have to look it up.
Okay,
man.
Iggy's mom said they used vinegar and something. See, everybody has that something. Maze, do you know what the something is? Can we go out and buy or find something?
No.
Constantine said grapes.
I'm on 1,000 different pages now. You're going to make me go back to look for that.
Yeah, well, grapes are actually very acidic.
Because y'all just keep saying something. I mean, y'all saying something like, okay, there's a product named something. Thank you. East Coast put a link in.
Okay.
Iggy's mom said you can make them today. Thank you, Iggy's mom.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know what it is. I hate myself. Now you're all pissing me off at myself. I know what this is.
well,
it'll
like the link.
That's all. You will get. It'll come back in a minute.
Yes.
I know the whole structure.
Thank you both, East Coast and Iggy's mom. Thank y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, relaxing this is to have something different to talk about. And people are learning and giving that information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very good.
Yes. Nobody getting
upset.
But
even on the days that aren't so pleasant when we're giving out information that is not what people want to hear, it's still, you know, teaching you still. It's better to know and not want to hear it. Not knowing things just come upon you as a shock.
Yeah, you better be prepared and learn how to be prepared. And let the other part of just be farther away to worry about.
Right. And thank you. And Iggy's mom put a YouTube link in everyone for the battery, Baghdad battery.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Iggy's
But, you know,
mom.
Another thing that people... If you want gas, you want to get some gas. A lot of people are playing with hydrogen. I've been playing with hydrogen quite a while. You know, we took a Coleman lantern and we took it apart.
Wait a minute, excuse me, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to cut across you, but it's quarter of. Are you going over?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I do and I don't.
Okay. You just have part two tomorrow.
I guess we will.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired, but...
Yeah.
I'm fighting sleep.
Okay, then we're going to kill it. Then. We're going to kill
it. I'm sorry, but I'm fighting sleep.
That's all right. I'm kind of... Now I have to go do a lot of research now. You got me all going. I'm going to bury y'all tomorrow on this. But, we'll do it again tomorrow night. I'm kind of tired myself. I'm sorry, folks, but, you know, hey.
I am. I'm fighting sleep. Oh, and it's the same.
Right.
Hello, Beasley. Beasley saying overtime. You're telling me to drink
I'm
more
I'm sorry,
coffee.
Brother, man.
Unfortunately, coffee will not keep me awake. That coffee would just have me just go right to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Beasley, but I am really tired. I didn't get my nap in today.
In BTR, I don't know. It seems like I'm towards the end of the show, I'm having a problem with them for some connection reason. I had it last night. I got kicked off anyway from overtime, so I don't know. So I see and figure out what the problem is. That, I don't know. They could be cutting it off. Like Perry was saying, they're starting to cut that shit out. They want more money. They want more. They want more. They want more.
Everybody wants more money.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
He's going to be having a show soon.
Oh, my God.
He's
going to
have
a set up.
So that's wonderful, Beasley. I look forward to when you...
At the end of it.
Doing
that's
shows.
It. So.
Oh, I think that would be wonderful.
Hey, Beasley, can I act like all facts on that show if you have it when you start it?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I tell you what, I'll let it go
overtime. I'm sure
he
knows the mute button. Pardon me?
I'm going to go ahead and let it go in overtime. I just won't be here. I'll let you go, and it'll kick itself automatically. Y'all can keep on doing what you want to do. So you better call in now if you want to be part of this argument, and I'll listen to you tomorrow in the archives and see how retarded it actually went. But I will be listening to moderate. I won't say nothing unless you piss me off enough. It ain't going to work. Not tonight.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah, but I'll leave the show running, but I won't be here. So whoever's on the line, you're going to be in the show, and you're going to run it yourselves. Just why not? Perry does it. I might as well do the same thing, but I'm going to do some research on different topics and the thing I'm going to get ready for this weekend, coming up on how to survive a little bit. And I sure appreciate everybody that's came tonight. I appreciate you coming. And we'll have to do it again every day. I do jump into this. But I'm telling you, we need to think of what's going to take to survive out there, kids, if it does come down. So you better, get ready to rock and roll just in case. Not saying it is. I hope it don't happen. I mean, don't shut down the government. Don't pass Obamacare. Pass Obamacare. Shut down the government. However you want to do it, knock yourselves out. Because right now, I don't really give a shit no more. Because it ain't going to matter what you do. You done fucked up. So you can't fix stupid. Can't do it. It's impossible. So what can I say? Unmute me. Are you claiming mutiny, sir? All right. You're on.
Hey, everybody.
BJ. What's happening?
All right. 8:48 here in the West Coast, just reporting in. A little late. For those that don't want to think of the end of the world right now in doom and gloom and never-ending peril and life as a slave, the Dodgers are losing to the Giants 5-3 in the fifth inning, but we have faith. For those that don't care, understand that as well.
I'm always for the losing team.
Yeah, well, that's got to root for the underdog. Got to root for the underdog.
No.
I'm assuming you're a Cardinal fan. You're
no.
Any type of fan at all.
Not,
if you were a fan, you're not a
no,
baseball at
no.
all. Baseball
nope,
is just
nope,
too American
nope.
for you.
Mm-mm.
I like
too,
baseball.
Not at all.
It's just too wholesome for you, or just not your thing.
I think it's too feminine. I think baseball is too feminine.
It is not
bitch.
Feminine. I'm going
to
kick your butt.
No, the whole
make,
idea
they're
the
trying
whole
to make
concept,
football feminine.
The whole it should be the whole concept of baseball is going home,
yeah.
Hitting
going
a ball
home,
with a stick and going home. I'm just going home. Yeah, George Carlin said
home.
That's a quote.
Okay.
That's a quote.
On
George Carlin.
Whenever events in baseball or any of these sports, I mean, you can you get?
Pardon?
How much better can you get? You could win the World Series a bunch of times, but do you advance mentally in these games?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, baseball is the science. Advance mentally? No, but too much mental? Have me in the fetal position, rocking back and forth, sucking on my thumb and waiting for the impending doom of the world. Gotta live a little
bit.
I
think
we
should change some sport team names. Don't you guys?
You want to change the Redskins?
Team. Yeah, right. Yeah, just call them the Foreskins.
That's the popular. That's the popular thing.
The Cincinnati Rats. The New York Bastards.
Cincinnati,
you know, the
Redneck.
Green Bay Husky whores. Cincinnati Rednecks, yeah.
The Green Bay.
Yeah, well, the Arkansas Razorbacks, you can't really change that.
No. No pig.
Why don't they just name them after the people that own them?
Go.
And take care of
it. I got an idea. Gay friends, a rainbow team, the first rainbow team.
The Green Bay Fudgepackers.
Yeah, the Green Bay Fudgepackers, right. Exactly. The cheese chunkers.
It's beautiful in California. I'd rather be in jail in California than be like a free man in Memphis, Tennessee. What about you?
Not if you had three strikes.
No, you don't want strikes anywhere. You don't want three strikes anywhere, no.
But yeah,
no,
Judge,
that's not
I'm
what you don't
to
want.
Play today. Put me in, Judge. No matter what cell today, that'll be what it'll be in prison. There you go. The Ross.
That's ridiculous. They got people in prison for petty stuff, and they hit the third strike, and now they're doing 25.
Snatch a Kit Kat bar, you're doing life for it.
That's true, and it could be a long time apart. You just can't be stupid. A guy asked somebody for a piece of pizza out by the beach. This was about 10 years back, and I guess the kid told him no, so he took the pizza and ran away, and he had a number of convictions, all kinds of. He had a bunch of petty ones that equaled up to a felony. I think if you get three misdemeanors, he had like three petty thefts, and it worked its way up to a felony. Well, anyway,
It's like collecting green stamps. Remember those? Collecting green stamps.
Yeah.
You're old.
Yes, I remember the green stamps.
I'm old. Antoinette's old, but
I remember. They have started back again. Didn't they stop? In some places.
Well, Kmart brought back layaway, so did Walmart. Walmart and Kmart both got layaway again. Yeah. They want that money. They're begging for it.
They're begging for free. They have free layaway now. You just have to pay, but now they say it's free.
Free.
I'm like, a free layaway.
Right. Then when you come to get, they're going to add these extra little charges, nickel here, dime there, shit for this, that.
Everybody.
No, that's if you take the layaway off.
They're going to get you.
And everything else.
When you sign that ticket that you didn't read, once you put it layaway, and you sign a ticket, you didn't understand all the terms.
Yeah,
I'm
so
telling you.
Pay
why?
I'm ready to layaway.
It's a life
deal
money.
They could sell you a piece of crap.
You read the fine print.
You know, the lady at Staples told me that they make $64 billion a year for people that don't go through the trouble to get those rebates. You know, fill out the receipt and enter it on the internet and everything to get that little $10, $15, $20, $30 check. She says they make $64 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They didn't get anything.
It's a write-off for them.
Yeah, when they don't
it's
give me money,
well,
that's where
cash in for them, and they probably write it off too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a double dipper.
Double dipper.
Well, anyway, folks, you better call in now. You got 6 minutes left before the show gets taken over by whoever.
Hey, Ron.
I'm escaping.
Hey, Ron. Ron, I did
and I am as well. I'm sorry.
Oh, I gotta find us a happy topic then.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Just
want
to say hello to Ron, Antoinette, Beasley.
Hello.
Ron. How are you doing? And Jay. You know, I've been listening to Blog Talk a long time, and this is the first evening. You know, we haven't had dissension, talking over each other. Information going out. So, Ron, you've done it. You and Antoinette done something tonight.
I'm going to have to do something about that. I'm going to work on that as soon as they leave.
Oh, no. See, Beasley, that's the reason why we can't leave. See,
no,
you're going to make it so that we
you
have
can
to
go.
Stay.
That's a joke. That's a joke, you guys. You know, I like that.
Going to have me snoring in the phone.
I will. I'm trying to find a topic.
I will be monitoring very
closely.
There's
all kinds of crazy shit.
Just like the NSA. In Homeland Security, I will be monitoring these calls. I will be listening and recording, letting you know that now, for quality assurance and training purposes. Want another lie? Let me tell you another bullshit story. I'll give you that one. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they got a guy here in California. He's a pro boxer, and he just got arrested for the 1987 cold case murder of his manager. I bet he thought he had that shit. He never even 1987. So that's 25 years ago. Mm. I'll read it. From Los Angeles. The craziest place on the planet, Los Angeles News. There's nothing crazier. Detectives from the Los Angeles Police Department Cold Case Homicide Unit have announced the arrest of a former pro boxer for the murder of his manager in 1987. 1987! I know he was like, after about a year or two, he's like, I got away with that. Members of the FBI, LAPD, Fugitive Task Force, don't they have anything better to do? Get like some current criminals, not somebody that got away with it for 25 years? Nobody missed the dude. The guy was dead. I mean, what's the? It's over with. I don't get it. 50-year-old Exum Spites, his name. That's almost like out of the movies. They arrested him Wednesday morning in the city of San Fernando. He was charged with one count of murder of killing Donald Stumler, then 30. The murder occurred March 29, 1987. Do you guys remember when you were then?
Long time ago. 1987?
Yeah, March 29th. You were a lot, everybody was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was still in
my 20s. Aren't you glad you didn't kill anybody back then?
I'm mid-20s.
Okay.
The case was still open.
The murder occurred in Stumler's South La Cienega apartment in the West L.A. area. Stumler's body was discovered by a friend who went to check on him after he failed to go to work. In his spare time, Stumler managed several boxers, including Spite. Officials say Stumler managed Spite for 2 years. Detectives say they got a break in the case when they were able to review forensic evidence under a giant grant from the National Institute of Justice Solving Cold Cases with DNA program.
Excuse me for 1 second, BC.
Yes.
I'm sorry to, I hope I don't cause you to lose
your thoughts.
Go
ahead, we'll stay on.
Ron, Iggy is on 585, but she's only listening, but she
Too
wants
little.
Her.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 2 minutes to
okay,
call in.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I got that.
He got so you, Iggy.
So they got a special grant under this National Institute of Justice to solve cold cases with DNA. They go through the stuff. They go through, I guess, the guys, Stumblers. He was strangled and stabbed. Now, the guy, after Stumler died in 1996, this guy, Spite, he fought Vladimir Klitschko for the championship. You should never kill anybody. Not only is it bad karma, but you can always get caught like this. Just keep that in mind. You shouldn't do it. I mean, besides the bad karma, but how could you ever really rest thinking that you can get caught for something like that? I bet he's pissed that they ever had this damn National Institute of Justice come up here and got away with that one.
Mm.
What do you guys think about that?
He should have got caught. It's a shame he didn't get caught sooner.
Are you assuming just because he got arrested that he's guilty?
I thought you said he was guilty.
No, just that he got arrested. And the reason why
he got arrested,
I guess they found some DNA or something. They just arrested him.
Oh, okay.
I like to think here in America, and you know, we don't hear about it anymore. They arrest somebody and convict them in the press. It's what's called a presumption of innocence. That's what's supposed to exist in our system, but the media just turns us against. We just assume this guy did it.
Right. On that innocence thing.
I noticed today they put the pictures out of the guy, Aaron Alexis, doing like
mm-hmm.
his little G.I. Joe creep through that building.
Nobody was around.
Right.
They showed him today with the guns and stuff like that in the hallway.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the picture I'm talking about. You guys believe that?
No.
I don't
anymore, I tell you, I just don't know.
What to believe? Hey, these
yeah.
Here,
but as far as being presumed innocent, and then the media convicts them and they go to trial that they're convicted, you know, go to show that Beasley, no disrespect, that's not true because look at Zimmerman, who admitted to killing Trayvon, and he still walked.
No, I mean, that's a valid point. I mean, I believe that he killed that boy and that he should be
yeah.
punished. You know, at best, it's manslaughter.
you know, but you opened up a whole nother can of worms.
Yes, I mean,
right.
That I realize, but I'm just saying.
No, but that's true. And he was given the presumption of innocence when he was charged with the crime, even though he admitted to shooting him. That's just on some technical mumbo jumbo.
Yes, that there was nothing to substantiate it with, and even with everything that he said was contradictory to the evidence.
And then, Antoinette, you go back 20 plus years, and then you had the OJ trial.
Yes. Which was not justice either. I mean, you know, it's just.
But we had trial. You know, those are just the ones we remember because they were ran
yeah.
through the meat.
I don't know. There's some things that happen that make you wonder. And it's different jurisdictions and it's different offenses and totally different situations. But when, you know, you've got Michael Vick.
What about Beretta?
Yeah, but no, I mean, look, you know what?
Unbelievable.
You're right,
Pat.
Is right. When Michael Vick goes to jail for dogs,
yeah,
and then
dog.
Zimmerman walks free for killing a man, you know, we have a problem.
And the same people that wanted to go to jail, they were mistreating their own animal, too, and nothing happened to them.
Right.
You got
and then look at the mess that Zimmerman's doing today.
If you've got enough money in America, you can beat it.
Yeah.
Look at Phil Spector. He brought that girl home and shot her in the face and was out on bail and fighting the case for 4 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the vice president. He shot the man in the face and nothing happened. He didn't even go to help him. Just shot his friend and that was it.
Yeah. And they were making jokes about it.
The dude apologized to him. The dude apologized to Cheney for Cheney.
I'm sorry for having you shoot me in the face. You know, Kennedy, you know, yeah. I'm sorry,
look, Zimmerman,
I'm sorry for having my face in the way when you were unloading around.
Right, but look, Zimmerman is charging.
I apologize to the bottom of my heart, Mr. Vice President. I'll never let that happen again.
Look at the documentary, The World According to Dick Cheney. Very good documentary on HBO.
Yes, I remember you saying
that.
I don't have HBO or Showtime. I have
you could
stars.
Probably catch it somewhere or maybe the, like,
yeah.
website.
Yeah, you can find it on Hulu. You can find stuff on the net.
Yeah, or some website, yeah.
Hey, do y'all think Dick was drinking some wild turkey? How he shot that guy in the face? Do you think there was any alcohol involved?
Darn,
in
do they still make wild turkey? That's an old. Oh, bottle.
Yeah, they
liquor.
Do. That Wild Turkey 101.
Oh.
That's an old, old
shabby,
thing.
That's
I heard that back when I was a teenager.
Yeah, Wild Turkey, have you Wild Turkey?
Yeah, can be.
I never drank it, but darn, that's just like, do they still have Mad Dog 2020?
Oh,
yeah. I never drank that shit, though.
I didn't drink it either,
but I mean, I know it was around.
I didn't even
that's
drink
like,
it when I was 17.
That's just to set the folks, though. That
that's
wild
for
wine,
that's really
in the
for rhinos.
2020
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you see them in the corner drinking, like, yeah, I want some MD 2020.
That's not
yeah,
how they
that's
do it.
That's why I asked, do they still
well,
have that?
One,
they
one,
they
one's,
it,
a, one's a fortified wine, the other one's enjoying a fine
they put
American.
It in the party points because it was so strong.
Yeah,
some people drinking it and didn't know they were drinking it.
Yeah. What's the word, Thunderbird? What's the price?
When they used to have the house parties, they would put it in the drink, in punch.
You put the Everclear in the punch. That's what you put
ooh,
in the punch.
Boy. Everclear.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, you're not from down south enough.
No.
On the right, you're on the other side of the Mason-Dixon line.
No, I remember Boone's Farm.
Well, that's a far shot from Everclear.
Yeah, see, I never heard of Everclear.
Everclear could be like 90 proof.
You can die.
I like that grains alcohol.
You can die.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grain alcohol, I think.
People like that corn liquor that they used to make down south.
Oh,
I mean, probably,
yeah.
Yeah, it's probably
know
something
about
like
that.
That.
I don't know nothing about that.
If you could burn it, if you put a match to it, and it would set on fire.
But
yeah, so with that grains alcohol.
You could put it in a punch.
But
you
I didn't
can.
Drink it, but I, ugh.
Mm-mm.
But that corn whiskey, I mean, I did taste it once. That stuff was horrible.
Yeah, because those are people now, I mean, when you're down south, I mean, they made their own liquor. They didn't have to go to no liquor store. They made the homebrew when they made it from grapes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were buried in the ground.
That would be all right. We make they and make that they make that in jail sometimes, Pruno. They put that shit in a bag, throw some oranges, all kinds of shit in it. It'll get you high, man. But that's for them poor people on the other side. I ain't drinking that shit. They stick the big bag in the toilet and keep it cold.
Ew.
This
is like
water. Man, the water's cleaning them toilets.
I know they always say that, but I still just the ideal of it.
Right. Like eating caviar and fish eggs, which both were the same thing, but most people just got out of can. It was the expensive side, and other people just ate it from the fish, and it was just the poor side. That was the only difference.
They got some guys that are like obsessive cleaners in here. They clean the inside of that toilet and everything. They clean that whole their whole little module down, their little area down with like a toothbrush. It's cleaner than you could imagine. I think they're on some kind of drug or something that makes them clean. But I guess it's better than being dirty.
Yeah, but there's some people that are like that. They're just
teach their own. I'm drinking.
They're just like that, you know, germs and stuff like that. Just
well, what do they get? They
just
can't
deal with it. It's a name that they have for them too.
They give them stuff to clean the weed.
Yeah, obsessive compulsive, OCD.
Yeah,
I'm talking to Beasley.
Yeah, you know, the cleaning supplies. You can get anything here.
They do. They won't sniff them and stuff.
And they might sniff them. That shit smells horrible. It smells like pine. It smells like.
Or do they just? Oh, just give them some vinegar.
Smells
water.
Like pine. Oh yeah, we just. That's a horrible smell. I don't like it on this side.
I like pine.
Yeah.
But I like the old pine, the white cap, and the king's pine.
Yeah, they don't make it like they used to.
They got a
stuff it's hard
Fabuloso
to find them though.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me.
Would use it's purple Fabuloso. It's highly concentrated.
Yeah, I know.
Clean
oh,
your,
I've seen
you
that.
Clean your
yeah.
house with that. It smells really good. That purple yeah. stuff. You got to dilute it.
Yeah,
though.
It don't still last as long.
It does
as
that lavender. It's lavender.
Yeah, they have the lavender. And they have the fruity. They got about
yeah.
four different flavors now.
I haven't tried the other ones, but the purple ones. But I like the purple ones. I like the way they smell. I'm having a Cadillac Margarita tonight with Patron.
Well, you having some Patron?
Yeah. Well, they're having a Cadillac Margarita.
Okay.
Cadillac margarita is a margarita, and you put a little Grand Marnier on top.
A who?
Grand Marnier.
What's
it's
that?
It's an orange liqueur from France.
Okay.
It's sweet and it's kind of syrupy, but it makes
how
it
much
makes
do you put in there?
Not very much. That stuff's pretty expensive. I got to make it last. It's
okay.
not like I can just walk down to the stove, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can put some triple sack with that too,
Beasley. Who?
Yeah, sweet, just make it even sweeter and everything.
Some who? Triple what?
Triple sack. It's a liqueur as well, but it's like it sweetens drinks.
Okay.
Yeah, for the margarita.
Okay.
Now that coffee that you got. We can spice that up with some Bailey's Irish Cream. You ever do that?
Oh, I don't like Irish
some,
cream.
Or what about some Kahlua?
Ladies like Kahlua.
Drink.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't drink.
We don't drink. We drink
yeah,
tea.
She's good.
I like Amaretta, but it's hard to find Amaretta anymore.
Amaretta's good.
Yeah, but it's hard to find that anymore. You can find hazelnut, but I prefer the Amaretta.
Listen,
Amaretto
sour, the best drink ever in the world.
What?
Tasty. Those are tasty.
I remember slow gin fizzes.
Oh,
I don't remember no Amaretto sour. I never heard of that.
Sours.
Never heard of it.
I'm going to tell you what's in it.
Antoinette, try that. Trust me, you love
no,
it.
No, thank you, honey. I don't drink.
You don't drink
Amaretto?
I was never a big drinker. When I was younger, I had seen some relatives and, you know, stuff like that, that were women that got drunk. And I always thought that was the worst thing in the world. And I always vowed I would never, ever do that. And
so
you see, my mother didn't drink at all.
Yeah,
no, she never drank, so I just never...
You just ended
my
up,
father
you
drank,
just ended
but
up
not
with three
me.
Kids, not under the influence at all?
Not under the influence, nope.
Not under that influence. Here's an amaretto sour. You take two parts amaretto, one part sweet and sour mix, ice cubes, and you garnish by your preference, whether it be orange slices, lemon wedges, or maraschino cherries.
Mm-hmm. How many different drinks do you make a week, a night, usually?
No, I drink the same thing one night, and I don't drink every night. But tonight, I had a good day.
Oh, so you're relaxing.
Yeah, I had a good day. I had a good day. I took care of things. Feel good about myself. I got a haircut.
Oh, well, that's good.
Got a little sun on my face. Went outside.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Makes you feel better.
Nothing wrong with rewarding yourself.
Yeah, man. Come on. Might not live forever. Got to enjoy it. Got time. What is Lamar Odom?
Oh, and you're watching
first
the baseball
thought,
game.
I just thought, well, the baseball game is on the background. It's 5-3. But you guys didn't care too much about that murder. And Marvin Gaye's son,
mm-hmm.
he needs a kidney. He's not an old man.
How old is he?
Let's see here. Anybody interested
about
in giving 40? Him a kidney?
You don't have to be an old man to get a kidney.
Mm-mm.
You got two. Somebody give him a kidney.
Well, if he got two, he can live off one.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know what his story is. He's suffering from kidney failure. That's renal failure.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Probably both
oh,
of them.
Oh, okay, so that's why. So is he on dialysis?
Yeah, he's been receiving
well,
dialysis.
Well, I imagine he would be on
for
dialysis.
3 years, yeah. And he's having trouble finding a suitable kidney for transplant.
Yeah.
Do you put, like, on your driver's license or something that they can have your organs?
No.
I don't really want them on my Morgan, do you? You don't know who
they'll take
them to.
If they want them anyway.
I hope not.
You'll
they probably
fast.
Do.
You'll die fast.
I don't know why they don't. They got so many people die. Why not get a fresh liver?
And they, no, they do. You know, they got that black market on body parts and stuff.
I heard Dick Gregory.
And they got the funeral homes and everything that are in on it where when they go to do your funerals, they're taking your body parts.
Yeah.
And selling them, so they making money off of you, and then off of selling them, they're getting money.
I know you can get paid pretty good for a heart.
Dick Gregory said, don't put that on the driver's license, because if you go into the hospital and you may not make it, you know, they'll just go ahead and take care of you right away.
Yeah.
They'll take that for their
fix. He said, let the family make the decision. He said, you don't put it on the... that's a decision you make with your family. Then when
he lets you do it like you do a will, and you make your own decision, but you don't have to put on your license.
Right.
I met Dick Gregory a couple times.
I did, too.
He's a cool dude. Back when he was still on that Bahamian diet.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing it in a multi-level marketing program. Another time I met him in the office.
Well, I met him at the Iran-Contra trial thing that they were having. That's where I met him.
Oh, I would love to meet him. I would love to be able to talk to him one-on-one.
He's
is an amazing, very interesting man.
He ain't
man.
That normal. He's a little out there now. He needs to call in because he's got some way out. He's got some way out theories. All facts and him would have a good conversation.
I don't think so.
Because he stretches it out.
I love to hear him talk. I love to listen to him.
He can open your eyes to what's possible.
Yeah.
I have his, Antoinette, I have his first book that he put out.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I can learn books.
Oh, that's wonderful, man.
He wrote a book called Nigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he wrote another book about how he went from a vegetarian, how he went from a vegetarian. First he was eating, he ate everything, and he was like big. He was 350-something
mm-hmm.
pounds or something. And then he said... he went vegetarian, not because of the health reasons, because he just thought it was wrong to eat animals. But he said he would go to the soul food restaurant, and he would eat, like, you know, whatever he would eat. It didn't really work out for his weight. But he ate all vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
All vegetables and desserts. He said he was also drinking a fifth of scotch a day and smoking two packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, I know he said he smoked a lot.
Yeah, and then he just showed how he cut down to the point where he thinks it's better just to live on air. So he probably eats very, very, very little.
Yeah, he's 80 plus.
Yeah.
I would say Dick is probably about 4.
Oh, did y'all see Mandela? He came home. I mean, Mandela is back up and smiling. Everybody.
Is he? Oh, that's wonderful.
and everybody was thinking he was dead. The family
man,
was
they,
on the meds
you,
and
you
all
would,
of this, and
would,
now he's up. I wonder how they
feel. Some of them people are tough.
Yeah.
They keep on going. Look at Zsa Zsa Gabor. They cut her leg off. She's old as water. She's old. Kurt Douglas is old as hell. And he had a stroke, and he came back. He couldn't talk. No, now he can reach. And since he talked like this, Kirk Douglas,
mm-hmm.
Who else is real old?
Barbara Walters.
She's 80-something.
Yeah.
That's amazing to be 80-something.
Well, look, Betty White is what, 90, 91?
Yeah, I think she's 90.
That's pretty remarkable.
And I enjoy her more now than I did back in the 70s and stuff like that. I like seeing her in movies now. I didn't care too much for her in her younger years.
I think Billy Graham is pretty old.
Yeah,
but
I think he's in his 90s.
She doesn't get out much.
See, some of them old and they don't know who they are.
Yeah, I guess you just want to
funny,
stay
Ray. Ray said that Betty White is a dirty old woman now. She is funny.
You know who's a dirty old woman?
Who's that?
Floris Leachman.
Really?
I didn't know she was that old. She's on one of those shows where they're doing roasts. You know, have you ever seen those things on the Comedy Channel where they roast people? And I'm talking about raunchy with the capital R. She's right there. They're talking about the cobwebs on her, boom, 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 and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty funny. All
righty, then.
All righty, then, exactly.
What is that?
Whoa, they actually went there.
What's the lady, Joan Rivers? Is that her name?
When
it was smoking,
no, Joan Rivers has always been a mess.
She
was smoking
really
her pipe.
She
got
makes
high.
Me laugh.
She got high. She's on medical marijuana, and she had a pipe on TV, and she got high and got home, and her daughter had to come get her and her friend, but she couldn't drive.
the show with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched that a few times.
Yeah, when she got high. And then she
about,
could get on national TV and get high with her pipe.
What
she
about the time? The woman who was real worldly, who was a lesbian, and the woman was, like, inviting her out, and she thought the woman liked her, and she tried to kiss the woman. The woman said, no, back up.
I don't know who that is.
No, that's Joan Rivers. This is part
mm-hmm.
of her show. There's this woman who's a lesbian, but she was into all kind of fancy stuff, like art and this, and she kept inviting Joan out. And Joan said, you know, I've tried everything. You know, I may as well try that. She is attractive. What the heck?
Alrighty, then.
So after one of their dates, Joe trying to lean in and give her a kiss, and the woman said, no, you got the wrong idea. No, I'm not interested in you like that. We're just friendly. But I thought you were. She said, I am. It's just that you're not my type.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw it, you might have laughed.
Yeah, I may have. I just don't know. Don't know how to answer that one.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Jimmy Carter's older too, and he doesn't. And he's
not
going down. And his wife—they both
too.
Are. Yeah, they're both just walking around, just as happy and normal.
Yeah, because he's what? And is he in his 80s or 90s?
Yes, I'm not.
I know he's in. I know he's in.
I know he's in his 80s.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Probably
he's close 80s. To 90. Pardon me?
George Herbert Walker Bush, the first one, the president. He's old. He looks like he's suffering.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he had a couple of strokes, I believe.
He looks it.
Yeah, I mean, but not too long ago. I think he just had another stroke or something.
He looks at his face.
Back during the summer or something.
His face is stuck like he's in agony. Even if he isn't hurting, it looks like it hurts to look at him.
Yeah.
I guess people want to hang on.
Some of them hang on. Some of them just have the youthful, and they don't have no problems. They just walk around like young people.
Yeah.
The one lady that's the bodybuilder, she's old, and she's still lifting weights. I can't think of her name, but she's not having any problems.
I think being active is key.
Yes.
Having something to do.
And then this old lady that turned 100 that was on YouTube or something, and she was 100 years old, and she was still having a good time. And she didn't even look like she was 100.
Yeah.
So some grow old gracefully, and some grow old and lose their mind.
I don't think I'll make 100.
Well,
I don't think I will either.
My grandmother was 95, and my uncle was 101.
Yeah, see,
and
my uncle was my great uncle was 102.
And they
but my pop pop, his brother was 93.
Mm-hmm.
That's good
but,
enough for me. By that time,
yeah.
By that time, you pissing and shitting all over yourself, and you're
forgetting
no, stuff.
Well, no, my papa wasn't.
Some of them still was having a good
and
time.
And neither was my uncle, my great uncle. He wasn't either.
No.
Well,
no, they
no.
said he was still walking around and everything. So had a stroke and just went out. But he was doing everything just like he'd been doing.
Yeah, he was driving and everything until he got.
I don't know if he was
getting his B tickets. It was scary to
yeah, just
to ride
didn't know
car.
When it was time to give up his give up
yeah.
driving.
Yep. So that's about the only thing.
It's my brother's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, well, happy birthday to him.
Yeah, he's going to be 47.
Oh.
He's 47.
His name.
He's Ron's age.
Are you the older brother?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
His name is Beige. He's going to be on the radio. He's just excited
tell
about the radio.
Said happy birthday.
Yeah, babe.
Yes.
But you know what he likes to be called because he thinks it's too demeaning to be called by a color. His name is Beige Beasley. He likes to be called B.I.J.
B.I.J.?
B.I.J. You know, Beige is
B.I.J.
B.I.J.
Okay.
He wants to be called B.I.J.
Oh, okay.
He was going to be...
So he's going to be here tomorrow?
No, he's he was going to do the show with me on the little promo show I did for 30 minutes. I think there's too many radio hosts. They don't need any more radio hosts.
No. Why? It's a lot of different times that you can do it in.
Yeah.
If you do it on a dead time when there's nobody having a show, we'll be okay.
Yeah, you can do it from a different perspective than what, you know,
I
others are doing. Just your perspective. Your perspective on things.
I like all that stuff that we talk about, but it gets covered so well.
Yeah.
It gets covered so well, I think there's enough radio hosts. You know what one angry Jew said?
I never wanted to be a radio host myself. I just love to talk.
Well, we need you.
Yes,
that's
we do,
Mace. That's all I want to do is talk. One angry Jew said, he said, well, now you know what I do, what I do. He said, I don't get a show because I can call into anyone's show and have a show anytime I want to.
Well, he used to do shows. He used to have shows.
Okay.
He used to have his own show.
Now he just comes and terrorizes everybody. He gets
yes.
some people so mad. He makes me laugh, though.
He had a break. He's happy when he get them upset, but if they remain calm and cool, he'll get upset.
No.
No, but you know, when you can really talk to him, the Jew really talks sensible, and he has a lot of information that he can give you, but you just have to
cut
get him before he starts.
You just have to cut through the bullshit.
Yeah, but he's a very intelligent man.
Yeah, right. He'll get a lot of information on you, too, if he can get it out of you.
Yeah.
Then he'll go do your history and everything on you, and then he'll put you on blast when he gets upset.
Yeah.
I've
so.
Heard that.
Michael Hood doesn't like him very much.
Michael Hook. Who's
Michael Hood. Michael
oh,
Hood.
Michael Hood. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he borrowed
oh,
Michael Hood's name.
Oh, because he used his name.
He transposed. It's not exactly his name. His clothes is Michael. He put the A before the E or the E before the A. He made the number. They were both in my... They both came to my little 30-minute show. It was funny. It was funny.
I didn't know you were having a show. You didn't announce it.
No big deal. Plenty of people came. It was 10 o'clock last Saturday. Someone is pushing me to do it. I don't really. I'm not that into.
Well, then you should. Well, how do you feel in your heart?
It was actually fun to do. It was fun to have the mute button.
You enjoyed it.
Anybody? Yeah, it was.
You enjoyed it, so go for it.
I enjoy doing this. I've been having to take care of some things. You could waste a lot of time doing this. You could waste your whole life away doing this shit.
Yes, I know.
Right, I'm trying. I had
researching and everything, yes.
I had to catch myself. I was learning too much stuff too fast, and it was giving myself a headache at the end of the day. I had to slow down.
The way you're not wasting time on this is you're utilizing the information and making use of it, or you have a job where you can actually do your work and listen at the same time. So if you got an earpiece, like a Bluetooth, or you're sitting on a, you know, doing your work as you listen, because that's what I do. I'm doing work as I listen to this.
Like you could listen to the radio, right?
Yeah.
Well, it makes it fun that you can interact. Then you can go hear yourself talk afterwards.
Yeah.
It's more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Well, y'all, I'm really getting sleepy. I'm trying to fight it, but
the internet got real relaxed tonight, and she's sleeping and don't want to go to bed. That's what she's doing.
I
was tired when we started.
Sleep.
I was really tired. So she's going to have a good night's sleep.
I certainly hope so.
I could. Well,
my children will be calling me first thing in the morning because the grandchildren call before they go off to school and stuff.
I drank some coffee so strong this morning. It had me shaking.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, it was good, but I drank it too fast. But when I told you I make the iced coffee, it had my hands shaking a little bit. I was like, whoa.
I don't like iced coffee. I don't like coffee once it gets warm. It has to be hot. And once it's hot, then I drink it. But if I don't drink it all, then I just waste it. And I don't like coffee that sits.
You won't reheat it?
No, pour that mess up and start all over again.
Well, my teeth are all.
Yeah, I make a lot of pots of coffee and never drink a whole cup of coffee.
What kind of coffee do you use?
What I love is Kona coffee.
Ooh, that Jamaican coffee. Or that's Hawaiian.
No, that's Hawaiian coffee.
Jamaican is supposed to be, that Blue Mountain is supposed to be the most expensive. And it's
supposed to
be good.
Kona is. Have you seen how expensive Kona is?
No, I look at the prices online. I order them.
Oh, Kona is expensive. Kona is very expensive.
What about?
I thought Kona was free.
Where is it free?
Ain't Kona free?
Kona, K-O-N-A, Ron. Not Kona.
It's Kona.
Kona.
Koma.
Koma.
Koma is free.
C-O-M-A? No, that's not free. That's not free.
Yes,
trust me, it's not free.
Mm-hmm. You are
no,
free.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's not
free.
How much is it? How much is it a pound?
It's about
depends
$40.
Oh, that's expensive.
How many pounds of pressure on impact?
That's expensive.
You're talking about Koma. No, Ron, it's not free. Trust me, I was in a coma for a month. It's not free.
Oh.
I was, too. Guess what? We have something in common.
Mm-hmm. I thought Ron was
asleep. 32 days.
Coffee woke him up.
32 days, I came back, and I was this. I'm serious. I'm not bullshit about that. I actually was. I was 13 years old. You hit by a car when I was a kid. Yep, sure did. Mm-hmm. And I just lost Antoinette.
She probably fell asleep. She was tired. Oh,
probably. She might have lost connection, too.
So,
let me ask you,
this time of year, are your crop just about finished and it's about time to do what you say? You said you clean it, you rotate it, and then you put a layer of shit over it? Manure?
No, not right. Not right yet. What I'll do is I'll... Right now, in about I'd say in about another week, I'll be tilling it, and I'm pulling some plants out that I'll keep in the house over the winter to keep producing, green peppers, green beans. I'll bring those plants in. Some of them just keep producing in the house through the winter. What I'll do is I'll till everything under. Everything is like tomato plants will get pulled. They get chopped up. Because if you try to till them up, those hang up in the tines. They ain't going to do a damn bit of good. I like to chop them up, make compost out of them through a chipper. Then I'll till it. Then I will sow winter wheat grass. And what I'll do is I'll take that wheat grass before it starts to shoot the buds out of it, starts to bloom. So it'll bloom pretty quick. Is I'll cut it, give it to my mules. Then I'll till it again. I'll till that under. And that'll be a good compost starter. Then I will add the manure into it after that. And just let the manure sit on top and let it soak into it.
Keep it going, the cycle of life.
And by spring, I hit it again with the tiller. What's that?
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
What's that, man?
I said you
keep
it going.
Well, anyway, the manure that was laid. Right, exactly. And then, because every plant I plant has been from past harvest, everything. All the way to my tobacco plant. Plants that I do. But like I said, then the manure will get tilled in, then more manure will be added in the spring, and then we start planting it after that. And everything will be, this year is a late start, this next year will be a quicker start, because I'm in the process of building a big greenhouse out of sliding glass doors out here on my property. So it's going to be neat to have that too. It's going to be year round production. You know.
You should film classes of that.
What's that?
So you should film the process of that. When you do that, have somebody film you do it.
Right. Well, I am. We're going to film it. We're going to, put it all in sections, put it together. Edit it, put it all in one movie thing.
It'd be cool to have a little time-lapse camera in your, I guess you could have it on your crops as well, but also like in your greenhouse. Where it clicks
right.
A picture every 2 or 3 days. See the course of the growth.
Right, I can
over,
do that. I got the
120 days. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I got the equipment to do all that. I got all the gear. Trust me, I got all the gear. I do a lot of filming, a lot of different things. But I, I just do it as a hobby. But yeah, right. Time lapse photography. Yeah, it's always cool to do that. Actually, you can do that with a wildlife camera. It's a lot easier to do it that way. You ain't got to have all the gear to go. Really expensive with it, and you can do it actual wildlife cameras. It was really inexpensive.
What about fish?
But anyway, the fish thing, I don't know. I'm not much into that. Aquatics on those. They're okay, but I look at more a better resource, which is going to be, rainwater collecting system like that.
Right.
The fish thing, I don't know. I've seen guys doing it. I've seen some videos on it. But it don't impress me. It really don't.
Right. You don't like
fish. I mean, it'd be good.
That much?
There again. Oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love fish. No doubt about it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I love fish, man. Oh, yeah.
Because
But I have ponds for that.
Right. All right. Or ponds.
Right.
But if
right.
you can farm
right.
raise the fish, that waste that they put off, that's like,
right.
High in a lot of nitrates is good for plants.
Part right. Oh,
cycle,
yeah. Well, absolutely.
Part of the cycle again.
Right. Right, absolutely. But the thing is, the actual plant itself is even better. That's a better
right.
composting. The actual plant, because it's an own environment. It's a setup. I took to grind them up and add them, and turn them into compost soil. Just a tomato plant, period. Just a whole plant, okay? And I tell you what, a tomato plant rockets out of that. It don't bullshit around. As soon as that seed takes off, I'm talking within a week, you got blooms on it. That's fast. So, and I've seen them produce within 3 to 4 weeks. It's like speed. I hit a speed to a plant. It's crazy. But it gives the plant, for some reason, the tomato stalk itself has a lot of oxygen in it. It kicks out a lot of nitrogen for some reason. But the mule manure, I like it. I like rabbit manure. I like it, too. They're just good. They're real good. The mule manure is not very acidy. Like horse or cow manure is, where you have to let it sit forever. You could add it any time, actually. And everything loves it. Everything loves it. I've noticed a difference in a lot of the way I've done it before to what it's doing now with the manure. I'm impressed, very impressed with it. I played with some pretty delicate plants that are really hard to grow, and I've done very well I've resurrected rose bushes that are on death, you know, and I brought them back to life. So, yeah, it's a fun thing to do. Once you get into it, it becomes a hobby and a habit. But I like
it.
I like eating stuff out of the garden. I love it.
It's life sustaining. I bet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like going to grocery stores, man. I mean, it's got to the point where I'm one of the kind of people where I think I wish I wasn't as smart as I am. I mean, I don't know it all, but I know quite a bit. They tell me not to do things, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, grocery stores. You know? It's crazy. The shit they put in shit nowadays is unbelievable compared to, say, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But, you know, any way
just
to stretch that dollar,
of,
cut that
the
corner.
The whole idea of doing it yourself is just cool.
Right. Well, but a lot of people became lazy. Beasley, they became lazy, extremely lazy. That's why Americans are so fat.
I'm a city boy. We never did, you know, we never did stuff like that.
Remember that book?
Well, but that's,
so,
my mother had a green thumb, though, but we didn't grow vegetables. I did grow up in a house they did have a backyard with a bunch of fruit trees. We had lemons, but we didn't take any particular interest in them except besides getting the fruit off. Maybe that's why they started to die off.
Right.
Pomegranate.
Well, you never think about it. Right. Oh, yeah.
We had a fig tree.
Uh-huh.
Mint. Mint grows like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Mint has a lot of uses, man.
It's great. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, the best thing, if you got a sinus problem, your nose is clogged up, get you some wild mint. Take a hit of that. That'll open you up real quick. You think Vicks Vapor Rub something? This shit will wake you up real quick. And I discovered it with my lawnmower. I discovered that shit with my lawnmower, man. I hit a patch of that shit. Man, it took my breath like, wow. The next thing I know, my nose started running. My lungs were so clear I could whistle through them, you know? And I was like, damn.
Someone told me that Vicks VapoRub had turpentine in it. I'm like, you're full of shit. It does.
Does it really? I don't ever use it.
Does.
I just know
it.
Why not?
I remember the old country people, the country relatives say, you know, you take some turpentine and you do something with it, put a little bit on something, and
they use it to help with the cold.
I'm like, there's a skeleton on the dang turpentine can. You're out of your mind. But apparently it is on the thing. For those, now you know.
Right,
but I trust Vicks VapoRub.
You trust the name. You don't know what the chemical is.
Thought I did.
It works. It works what I need, yeah. I ain't got to look at the ingredient. Just like McDonald's food. You don't see the ingredient in it. They don't give you that. They're supposed to, I think. Ain't they supposed to take... it has to be... Nutritional information has to be available for it. And McDonald's food is tear you up. You sit underneath that shell all the time, you'll gain weight faster than anything. It's all that sugar in it.
Had a McDouble, don't tell me that.
Yep. The bun's got so much sugar in it, it's sickening. And you don't taste it, there ain't no sugar in a bun. I tell you what, you take that bun off the hamburger, take it home, all right, and you just give it a little zap in the microwave to make it soft, you know, and then taste it. It tastes like a pancake.
That's what makes the hamburger so good. That's the little trick.
That's what makes you crave it. That's what makes you crave it.
The sugar's on there.
Mm-hmm. The sugar.
Talking about that.
And I'm going to tell you, that was a discovery when I was 6 years old, when I figured that out, when I was 6 years old, and here's why. My parents' neighbor, he worked for Bunny Bread, okay? And they made McDonald's buns. They made the Big Mac bun, the hamburger buns, and all that shit, all right? Well, he had to go do a service call after to fix something real quick, and he asked me if I wanted to go see the factory. I said, sure, you know, at that time, you could take a kid and drag him around, you know, big, dangerous plants. But anyway, I went in there, there's a Big Mac buns, a bunch of them come out, this big, gigantic, coming on these conveyor belts, the same coming. Well, this one that had a little burn mark on top of it, which they'll reject that, and it goes to hog feed. But anyway, he grabbed that bun, and he gave it, here you go, and this thing was hot. I mean, it wasn't real hot, but it was still warm. He said, here you go, you'll like it, it tastes like a pancake, you know. And it tasted just like a pancake. And then I figured it out. It's the sugar. But I didn't, later on in life, I figured out what the craving was. It was the sugar content that's in the bun. But once it cools down, it don't taste like it, you know. If you take a pancake when it's hot and fresh off the griddle, it tastes different than if it sits and cools down and comes back. Once it's got to be heated to get the actual taste effect out of it. kind of a cover. It's kind of weird something, how it works out. That's exactly what it is.
We
look
know
at sugar content.
McDonald's, we know your
Mac
secret. Wrong rec told
mm-hmm.
us the secret.
Right.
There's sugar
right.
in them.
Exactly.
Fun.
That's right. I guarantee it.
You know
every bit
you
of
could
it.
Take a, did you know that you could take a Twinkie back when they made Twinkies? I think they'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will be making Twinkies.
They are
again.
Back. They're already back.
Oh, good.
They're already back. They've been back about a month now.
And you can put a Twinkie. You can put a Twinkie on a plate, and you can leave it
mm-hmm.
on your counter, just sitting, and it will be exactly the same 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't have rotten.
Right.
Wouldn't
with the sponge
have,
cake.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing would have changed on it. It will be just the same.
Just like a McDonald's cheeseburger. McDonald's cheeseburger and fries. Yeah, they'll dry up. It'll be the same.
Those fries will get a little hard.
They get a little wrinkly.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they get hard. They
still
stay in the same state. But the cheeseburger, one woman had that one for 6 years. It's still the same. You know? Ain't that some shit?
It can't be good for you.
But, hey, it's a quick way to make a buck. They can say 100% beef. Yeah, well, it's 100% of a beef. It doesn't mean what else is added into it. The most burger I like, which actually ain't that fattening, is the White Castle hamburger. Believe it or not.
They'll give you methane gas.
There ain't much to them.
They'll give you.
Oh, badly. I know.
They'll
I'm
give
on my
you
second
garlic
crate
bark.
Of them now. I had my son. My son brought me back 2 crates of 100 White Castle burgers. Two of them. I got 200 White Castles.
So you have an issue with McDonald's and everything, but White Castle is worth the risk.
Oh no, I worship White Castle. I worship them. I do. I'm there.
They are good.
I always like them things.
They call it the crave,
yeah, crave.
And then you get that damn what is it? 30 burgers is a whole shit of it.
That's a case.
It's the
bought a crate, brother.
Yeah, you know, that shit.
Look, they don't
have White Castle burgers on the West Coast. They need to.
They don't have them here in Missouri either. They don't have them they have them in Missouri, but not this part of Missouri.
You travel across the strait to get them.
You got to go the other side of the goddamn state to get them. There ain't none in Kansas City where they came from.
That's all territorial.
St. Louis area.
The West Coast.
How far is Kansas
right,
City
well,
from
but,
St. Louis?
Yeah, but you go towards St. Louis, they're all over the place. What's that?
How far is Kansas City
How
from St. Louis?
How far am I from St. Louis? About... Oh, that's across the state. I don't know the actual mileage on that. I know I'm 200.
How many hours, roughly? 2 hours? 3 hours?
Four.
4 hours? 4 hours?
Damn.
Okay.
Yep.
About 240 miles, 250 miles. It's a little ways.
Yep.
I'm
down in southwest Missouri. Me to Kansas City is 100-something miles. From here to St. Louis is a 4-hour drive. So about 200-something miles.
Right.
You know, 265, 265 miles to St. Louis.
Right.
Yep. So anyway, my son was in St. Louis for his anniversary vacation, and he asked me if he wanted to pick me up. I wanted to pick me up some White Castles. Yeah, pick me up 2 crates of them. And that's 100 burgers per box. 100 burgers per box.
What, do you freeze them? You don't eat them all like Homer Simpson.
You can eat like 20 of those.
No,
night.
I freeze them. You ain't going to eat 200 White Castles.
Hey, freeze them. They'll come back to life.
Well, I could, but no. But here's the deal. If you buy them at a grocery store, they're frozen. They're shitty. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you have them make them off the grill right there on the spot and get them already cooked. That's when, then you freeze them, then they're righteous when you reheat them. You know? So, yeah. Yeah, they go right back to the original state. And like I said, they're great. But, you know, 200 is a fix for a minute. That's about a month, but check it out, man. I'm just getting over bronchitis myself.
Whoa.
Yeah. But anyway, those 2 cases cost me.
Oregano.
Well, them 2 crates cost me $140.
No
or 2 crates.
But you know what?
Yeah.
When you want something and you know something that makes you happy, it's not gonna break. You know,
worth
you
it.
Broke. You know, sometimes you gotta
worth
treat
it.
Yourself.
Well,
not all the time, but you know, once in a while, right?
Right. That's what I did. You know. What the hell? Why not? The opportunity was there. I didn't have to go get them. I didn't have to drive and go get them either. Think about it.
What do you? What do you drink to wash them down, though?
Gotta have
milkshakes, man.
Root natural color milkshakes are to die for. It just depends.
You ever
try
the chocolate vanilla milkshake?
After I'm drinking beer, I love them.
Yeah, good with beer.
Yep, after getting drinking beer, White Castle.
Milkshake.
Yeah, their milkshakes are a die for too. Damn, and their cheese fries.
Oh,
their fish.
Yeah.
My wife loves their fish.
Stars.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's the shit. But yeah, man.
I like their clams, too. They have those little clam things with the tartar sauce.
Yeah, I've seen that. I never got those little fried clams. I never tried
them. Good, man. It's like, you know.
Are they?
Close to bringing it to the, you know, to, like, if you eat it some seafood. You know, from a seafood spot.
Right. Well, they're saying during the Depression, White Castle saved a lot of people from starving to death.
I'll tell you.
I didn't know they were in that business that long.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I know I got a box down here somewhere.
But the burgers used to be cheaper, though. More
it used to be a quarter when I was a kid.
White Castle started in 1921.
All right. Wow. And they survived the Depression.
Yep, sure did. They were probably the hottest thing at going at the time. You know what I'm saying? A nickel a burger. You know what I mean?
I'm amazed the way McDonald's has dominated, though, the burger. I mean,
they appeal to kids, man. They appeal to kids and
they get hooked on it for life.
Kids get a kick out of going to McDonald's. It's like starts young.
Right.
It's like
and
a
then
street
when
Croc driving
got
through
McDonald's. Brothers. Right. He learned a faster way to perfect get it done quicker.
And when I was a kid, they had those characters. They were like as popular as Mickey Mouse. Ronald McDonald and the hamburger.
Right. Right.
Man,
those were
popular.
Oh, yeah. And they even had a Moon Man. Remember the Moon Man?
How could you not like Mac tonight? Advertising.
Right.
Man, do you remember the McBLT sandwich? The McBLT?
Yeah, McBLT. Right.
Oh, my God. That was the greatest.
Yep. The McRib came out. That was all right. Until you found out it was made out of all rubber bullshit.
Right.
Yeah. And then they bring it back every once in a while to inject it in, you know. They got to change the menu all the time. It's like the dollar menu. It used to be a double cheeseburger. McDouble took a piece of cheese off the burger. And then
it's very weird when they put the sales for the burgers. Like they say, oh, now you could, from this month to this month, you can buy the Big Mac for a dollar or something like that. Say, damn, is
the meat went bad?
Or they didn't sell enough?
They need to move product. They need to improve product, get you to the door. They want you to buy the burger cheap. They're going to jack you on the drink.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if they ain't jacking you on the drink, they're jacking you on the burger. So it's one or the other. One of the two you need. So that's how it works. It's called marketing, man. And they got to have a little playground for the kids. Oh, I want to go to McDonald's playing the playground, Mommy. I want you to spend a bunch of money for nothing and poison me.
They even changed the interior and the exteriors of these McDonald's. They're making it look different,
McCafe.
Like more modern.
McCafe's like the flamboyant fucking assholes they are. Yeah, the McCafe. They're trying to get a competition with Starbucks. You know,
offer
I've been
free
into
Wi-Fi.
Real casual lounging. Looking shit. Yep. You know, when they did that one here in my town, I'm like, good God, get the fuck out. Whatever. Anything to market, to drag anybody in there, it's all that matters. Drag them in. You know, you got to have something. You got to have bait. You got to bait them in.
I always wondered if Burger King was owned by them, under the table.
No. Burger King, I think, is under Swiss Helm, owns that corporation. This one owns that. I like Burger King occasionally, you know. Like an old Whopper every once in a while. But not very often. I'm not a frequent fast food eater. I just don't do it all the time. Just, you know, occasionally. If I have to. You know, it's a have to thing. And it's very minimal. You know what I mean?
Like a
I'm more of a Chinese food kind of connoisseur, man. You know, I like Chinese food more than anything.
I mean, they mastered cooking, man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially
you get a better, you know, the
MSG.
Vegetables. Right. Well, the cooking, yeah, add that in there. That does great. But you, when you like food, you know, here at my house, and I just like that style of cooking, and I like to be using the fresh ingredients right out of my garden. That makes it even
right.
better. That's where you get the real, real natural flavor, what it should taste like, not what you taste like in a restaurant, you know.
Right.
And I know of only one restaurant around here that's actually that good, or they're that good. And they're actually reasonable in the price. It scares the shit out of me. But because most of them real high-polluting Chinese restaurants are pricey. But I'm not into the high-polluting restaurants either. I've been in a lot of them. I ate in a lot of them, but no. I didn't pay the bill, trust me. I'm tired of the tree bark. Well, I just don't see it. You know what I mean? I'm not paying a bunch of money for nothing. I just say, well, I don't see it. It's a waste of money. Even though it's worthless. You know, anyway, but yeah, here, take a federal note like old Jew said. you remember that? Yeah. Yeah, I don't have no money. Would you take a federal note? You know, Federal Reserve note? I'm going to try that. That's got to be funny. You know, hey, I don't have any money back at these Federal Reserve notes. You know, would you take them? Because people are that stupid. They take that gullible to, you know, slide into that not knowing. Whew, wow. Crazy, ain't it?
Crazy.
Crazy world we live in. Crazy. Patsy Cline said it. Crazy. Wow. The good old days. Well, we got 8 minutes left, fellas. I want to thank everybody again. I wasn't planning on coming back, so I was done. I had company show up too at the same time. And I'm still trying to go for bronchitis. They said, I need rest. Quit talking so much. I'm a radio show host. What do you expect me to do? It's my job. So, Beasley, you're going to get your own show, man? That's what's up? When's this coming up, brother? Did I lose Beasley? Well, who knows? I guess, maybe. Well, it's hump day. September the 25th, 2013. So, I guess what I'm going to do, I'm going to go end this show, and might just throw a tune up there, maybe, find something good to listen to. Okay, if I can work the computer. I'm just learning today. You son of a bitch. Well, my show stat numbers are looking good, according to this, but that ain't what I was going to. But, yeah, it's been a fun show. But, anyway, I'm going to throw out some more of that Gil Scott here. And I like Gil Scott. He's really cool. I like his poetry. So, look at this one.
In March of 1973, we wrote the Watergate Blues, and some 17 months later, then President Nixon resigned. But the story didn't end there, and so we didn't stop there. We have prepared a sequel, and it's called We Beg Your Pardon, America. We beg your pardon because the pardon you gave this time was not yours to give. They call it due process, and some people are overdue. We beg your pardon, America. Somebody said, brother man gonna break a window, gonna steal a hubcap, gonna smoke a joint, brother man gonna go to jail. The man who tried to steal America is not in jail. Get caught with a nickel bag, brother man. Get caught with a nickel bag, sister lady, on your way to get your hair fixed. You'll do Big Ben, and Big Ben is time, but a man who tried to fix America will not do time. Say they're going to slap his wrist, going to retire him with $850,000, and America was shocked. America leaves the world in shocks. Unfortunately, America does not lead the world in deciphering the cause of shock. $850,000, they said, and the people protested, so they said, all right, we're giving $200,000. Everybody said, okay. That's better. I'd like to retire with $200,000 someday. San Quentin, not San Clemente. Do not pass go. Go directly to jail. Do not collect $200,000. We beg your pardon, America. We beg your pardon because somehow the pardon did not sit correctly. What were the causes for this pardon? Well, now they had flea bite us. Rats bite us, no pardon in the ghetto. They had national security. But do you feel secure with a man who tried to steal America back on the streets again? What are the results of this pardon, though? Because remember, when there's causes, there's results. And the results is always deeper still. We now have Oatmeal Man. Anytime you find someone in the middle, anytime you find someone who is tepid, anytime you find someone who is lukewarm, anytime you find someone who has been in Congress for 25 years and no one ever heard of him, you've got Oatmeal Man. Oatmeal Man straddling uncomfortably yards and feet of barbed wire. It's hard to live in the middle all the time. Oatmeal Man. The man who said you could fit all of his black friends in the trunk of his car and still have room for the Republican elephant. Oatmeal Man. But there was no crime committed. Oatmeal Man says that America, in 1975, your president will be a 1913 Ford. Regressive. Circle up the wagons to defend yourself from nuclear attack. Oatmeal Man. Reminiscent of 1964's AUH2O Goldwater. Thank God he didn't win. But Oatmeal Man didn't win. Did you vote for him? I didn't vote for him. But that's the first result. And the second would be the Dread Rockefeller. Doubtlessly being promoted for the job he did at Attica. 43 dead and millions of Americans once again in shock. Doubtlessly being promoted for the job he did on the streets of New York City, where the pushers sell the drugs that the government allows in the country, and then they do time. They do life and death, or life and death behind bars, while William Saxby says he's going to dismiss the Lord and Furlough program. And Brother Richard X of Buffalo, New York, faces 1,365, did he say, 1,365 years behind bars for participating in Attica. And Rockefeller faces being the vice president of this country, and all is calm and quiet along the white sands at San Clemente. We beg your pardon, America. We beg your pardon once again, because we found out that 7 out of every 10 black men behind jail, and most of the men behind jail are black. 7 out of every 10 black men never went to the ninth grade. Didn't have $50 and hadn't had $100 for a month when they went to jail. So the poor and the ignorant go to jail while the rich go to San Clemente. We beg your pardon, America, because we understand now much more deeply than we understood before. But we don't want to take the pardon back. We want to issue some more. Pardon Brother Frank Willis, the Watergate security guard. He was only doing his job. Pardon H. Rap Brown. It was only burglary. Pardon Robert.